and Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Finally, Spring Fest is back. ION, Impact on Networking, in collaboration with Viva Downtown and Cool April Nights, is bringing you the 5th annual Spring Fest Car and Bike Show to kick off this year's long-awaited Cool April Nights. This exciting event will be held on Friday, April 22nd from 3 to 7 p.m. in the heart of downtown Reading. Viva Downtown will be closing down Market Street to make way for cars and bikes and a variety of food and drinks, music by renowned local band Bartosh, awesome raffle prizes including the amazing High Roller Raffles with items valued up to $4,000. This event is sponsored by Members First Credit Union, Strong Automotive, and J&K Muffler. Registration is $20 per car or bike, and all proceeds benefit Pathways to Hope for Children, a nonprofit organization that serves as an umbrella for a wide range of programs and projects, providing community outreach, youth development, family support, child abuse prevention, education and awareness activities in Shasta County. Come join us for an enjoyable evening for your whole family to kick off Cool April Nights in support of very worthy cause, Pathways to Hope for Our Children programs.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basin needs a pump or your plates look like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Deutsch Coatings, the Angie app, and Roof Max. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you pick up the tools and get to work fixing up your home sweet home. And hey, if you're not the type that likes to pick up the tools, we can tell you what jobs you might want to think about hiring a contractor for and what you need to do to get that job done right the first time out. It's spring. It's home improvement season. We're so excited. There's lots of stuff going on. I know I got more projects going on right now than I have time to finish, but I think my wife is going to make sure I check those boxes and finish them. She's getting tired of living in the construction zone. I can't blame her. I can't blame her at all. But what are you guys working on this spring? What are you doing? What are you planning? Give us a call. Reach out to us through the Money Pit app. Post your questions on our social media pages. We would love to help you get started right. Coming up on today's show, are you thinking about adding a deck to your backyard for the warmer weather ahead? Well, check this out. One simple yet very surprisingly common design mistake can definitely lead to a disastrous deck collapse. We're going to tell you what you need to know to build that deck safely and keep gravity as your friend.
All right. And also ahead, spring cleaning is not something to look forward to. I mean, some people actually dislike cleaning so much that now there's a top 10 list for the most hated cleaning jobs. We're going to share the chores that most of you are trying to avoid.
I'm sure we all have our favorite jobs to hate when it comes to spring cleaning. We'll see what America has to say. And if you're ready to shop for new appliances, did you know there are actually two price tags you need to consider? Yes, two. Actually, two expenses. The first one is what it costs to buy it. And the second one, well, that's just as important. We'll share what that is in just a bit.
And if you're interested in transforming your kitchen with a granite countertop, we're giving away a kit that can help you do that in just a weekend. It's new from Deutsch Coatings, and it's called the Lux Rock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit.
Yep, that kit's worth $299. It's going out to one listener drawn at random. So here's how it works. If you would like to participate on the Money Pit, you can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. You can post your questions to moneypit.com/ask or on our social media pages. And if we talk to you, we'll toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat to win that LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit from our friends over at Deutsch Coatings. Well, that's all we have to say, so let's get to it answering your questions. Leslie, who's first?
James in Delaware, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
The other day I was sitting in my living room and all of a sudden there, this real loud, like whistle sound, came out of my water heater, room. I opened it up. I just never heard this before. And it did this for a few minutes. And then it just stopped.
You didn't see any water come out of the overflow, did you?
No, that's what I can't figure out.
How old is the water heater, James?
About 4 or 5 years ago, I put in all electric. that was gas before, but all electric. I put a drain heater in, and there's another brand that they put in with the water heater. And it seems like now I never haven't heard that since. Now, when I use the water, the faucet in the kitchen, but after I turn it off, a couple of minutes later, I hear this noise, this like clicking noise or something into the water heater.
So that clicking noise is probably the pipes expanding and contracting as they heat up and cool down. And it tends to amplify itself because the nature of the copper pipes. But everything that you're telling me doesn't signal that I'm thinking you have any kind of problems. Just sometimes the water expands and contracts, it will make some odd noises to it.
Do I have to drain the heater at all?
Do you have hard water there?
Oh, yeah.
So if you have hard water, sometimes you get mineral deposits along the bottom of the water heater. But that wouldn't really impact the electric water heater because the coils are up in the middle of the water. They're immersed right into the middle of the tank, so it's not going to make them less efficient. So you could, but I don't think it will have any effect. If you have a gas water heater, the heating element's at the bottom, and sometimes if you get mineral deposits that sit over the bottom of the water tank, it's kind of like an insulator, and it makes it harder to heat the water. But in the case of electric water heater, the heating elements are embedded up in the water heater, usually a foot from the bottom and a foot down from the top, so that wouldn't affect it.
Well, I thought this... Isn't there one in the top and the bottom?
Yes, but it's immersed in the middle of the tank. It's like sticks through the tank kind of at a right angle, and there's one about a foot down from the top and one that's about a foot up to the bottom. So you're not going to have any settling of mineral salt deposits on it.
What's the life expectancy of one of these things?
About 10 years, 10 to 12 years.
10 years, and that's it. What, I guess, the elements go usually?
Well, if the elements go, they can be replaced, but the tanks tend to leak after 10-plus years.
Wow. Now, where should I keep an eye on? Where does it... are they leak in the bottom? They just leak water all over the place?
The best thing to do is if you're going away, right, you should always turn off your main water valve and also turn off the water heater, because it won't waste a lot of electricity by heating up water in a house that you're not using.
Let me tell you something. I love you guys. You guys have a really very wholesome, a great show, because there's a lot of talk shows on different things, but you guys help a lot of people.
We try. Thank you so much, James. We really appreciate that. Good luck with the project, and thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
We've got Helen in Massachusetts on the line, who's dealing with a leaky sewage system causing a whole bunch of issues. What's going on?
Unfortunately, I have had a crack in the waste pipe that takes all the waste from my top floor to the septic system. It has flooded my basement. Number one, is there a way to fix the waste pipe, or do we have to go and have a plumber come in and cut the waste pipe and reinstall a new one? And number two, I need something to put on the floor of the basement. We had carpeting. The carpeting is ruined now, and I don't want to put carpeting down again. So what would you suggest for flooring?
Oh, that's absolutely terrible, Helen. So here's the good news, though. Because you had a sudden crack and a sudden leak like this, this should actually be covered by your homeowner's insurance policy. I would call them right away. I would file a claim. You know, if it's a slow leak that goes on for a long time, that's on you. But when you have a crack like this and it causes a sort of flood and all of this damage, you definitely want to call your insurance company. Now, they'll send out an investigator and estimate the damage, but you could also hire a public adjuster. These guys work on a percentage of the claim, and often they find a lot more than the insurance guys do, because they're basically working to make sure every single thing is covered from the layer of paint to the nails to the screws, everything. You also need, because it's sewage, they're going to have to call a remediation company that will come in and treat all of these sewage affected areas, because obviously it's a lot of waste down there that's very, very unhealthy, and I'm sure it doesn't smell very well. So you asked about the carpet. That's the least of your problems, but to that we'll say, don't put carpet in a basement. It's a really bad idea, because basements are damp. You get a lot of dust down there. You can get a lot of dust mites. You get mold. It's a real mess. So choose a hard surface floor.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, coming to you from the Angie Studios. Tackling home projects has never been easier. Just tell Angie what you need, and they handle the rest, start to finish. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, are you thinking about adding a deck to your backyard? Well, one key design mistake can lead to a deck collapse. We'll tell you what you need to know to avoid that after this. One minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Deich Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day, and for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-719-3102. 855-719-3102. That's 855-719-3102.
A new year means new home projects, and Angie, formerly Angie's List, makes it easy to get the job done right, from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will actually handle the rest from start to finish or connect you to a top pro who can. So start crossing things off that 2022 to-do list in just a few taps. Download that free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And this is episode 2196. And if you're thinking, well, I'm just listening on the radio, so your episode numbers don't mean much to me. Well, if you want to listen when it's convenient for you and catch up on past episodes, you can do that when you follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. You'll get new episodes every Monday and Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure. Go to moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, everybody loves a beautifully designed kitchen. I mean, they are the heart of the home, so why not make them look welcoming and spacious and modern and fun and everything that you want in your kitchen space? So if you're loving granite countertops, but you haven't been able to handle the expense to achieve those design dreams, we're giving away a brand new product from Deich Coatings that gives you a sparkling granite surface at a fraction of the cost of real granite. Now, it's called the LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit, and one kit is going to cover 40 square feet of countertop, which makes it perfect for updating your kitchen or your bath. Now, the LuxRock is going to spread easily over your old countertop and just completely transform them into a new, smooth stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. Comes in 5 colors, and that entire transformation takes only about 2 days, and it is a complete do-it-yourself project. Normally, the kit's $2.99, but it's on sale now through April 30th for just $2.39 at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. But for one lucky listener today, we've got one to give away.
And that Lux Rock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit is going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you reach us with your home improvement questions on the Money Pit app at MoneyPit.com/ask.
All right, Andre in Tennessee is dealing with an air conditioning issue. What's going on?
My question is about relocating possibly a air intake and thermostat that is in a bedroom. So the upstairs air conditioner, the intake is in a bedroom, so we can't close that bedroom door because it affects the air for the whole upstairs. So I'm just wondering what the solution is to that, if it's possible to relocate the thermostat only, or if the intake might need to be moved out into the hall also.
So, Andre, the fact that you have a thermostat inside of a room like that is really unusual. Generally speaking, thermostats are in central locations. So I think moving the thermostat actually makes a lot of sense. Now, it's a low-voltage wire that's going to be connecting that to your HVAC system. So your heating and cooling contractor should be able to move that fairly simply. Now, the other thing that you could try is systems that have returns in rooms like that, that's actually a positive feature of a house, but oftentimes the doors are too close to the carpet below, too close to whatever floor covering you have. You need to have a good solid inch, maybe an inch and a half gap under that door. If you have that, then that actually is enough space for the air to be pulled from either the hallway into the bedroom or the bedroom into the hallway, depending on how the configuration is. So I said optimally, you could move that thermostat. That would probably be something I would definitely recommend. But in the short term, if you just undercut your doors, that will definitely help as well.
Kelly, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
How do you get rid of freeloading bugs, slugs, and unwanted rodents from your yard, your garage, your basement, and your home?
Well, Kelly, that's quite a tall order. It sounds like you got a lot going on there. So I think, Leslie, we could divide these up into insects and then into rodents, right? Because you kind of approach them differently. And on the rodent side, that's probably the easier one to tackle because you need to seal up all the gaps from the outside. Rodents only need the space about the size of a pinky to get in there. So you want to seal up those gaps. You want to make sure that your any food as well is off the floor. You want to make sure your containers, like dog food on the floor, for example, in a big old bag. Boy, rodents love that sort of thing. So you got to be really careful with that. We've got a great article that walks you through that and a whole bunch of other tips on MoneyPit.com. But I think this is a good case in terms of the insects, Leslie, for sort of a general pesticide treatment, because where else do you begin with that kind of infestation?
Yeah, I mean, I think unless you know specifically what's going on to treat specific insects, specific rodents, like it's more of a general treatment. And when you work with, you know, a pesticide professional or somebody who does this for a living, they're going to really know how to target everything.
Absolutely. So good luck with that project.
Well, are you thinking about adding a deck to your backyard for the warmer weather ahead? One simple yet surprising common design mistake can lead to a disastrous deck collapse. Here's what you need to know.
Well, structurally speaking, attaching the deck to the house is really one of the most critical connections. If it's done wrong, you can invite rot and wood-destroying insect infestations and even lead to a deck collapse. In fact, every year, usually around Memorial Day, the 4th of July, or Labor Day, I mean, sometimes I just think about this at the start of the weekends because I know I'm going to hear about one of these, and it's just so tragic. What happens is you get 25 of your closest personal friends up on the second floor deck, which is way too many people, much more than you normally do, and guess what? It collapses. It goes right down with all the partygoers, and people can get very seriously hurt.
Yeah, so don't put your friends and family at risk. You want to make sure that your connection is solid and properly flashed to keep water out and avoid disaster. You never want to use lag bolts to connect a deck to the house, as they can easily loosen and then back out. Through bolts, which go all the way through the box beam and then are bolted on the inside of the house, are a far more secure connection.
Now, we've got a great post on deck design that's on MoneyPit.com, so check it out. Deck design ideas for safer structures on MoneyPit.com, including a video of a deck collapse. Not a real one, but one that was done in controlled conditions so you guys can see exactly what happens. It's really scary. Check it out. Deck design ideas for safe structures on MoneyPit.com.
Let's talk some cedar siding with Rich from Illinois. What's going on in your Money Pit?
I've got a house that we had built in 2012 with cedar siding. It's looking a bit weathered now. We've not done anything to it, so it's 10 years. And I'm wondering what the right treatment would be if I just wash it and leave it, if I should wash it and stain it. What's the appropriate process for securing this? Also, whether or not I should seal each board or not.
So, Rich, that's a great question. The good news about cedar siding is that it's naturally insect resistant. Unfortunately, the sun still can get to it and cause it to check and crack. But here's what you do. First of all, you have to use an anti-tannin, T-A-N-I-N, primer, usually an oil-based primer, and you put that on the siding first, and that seals it in and stops any of the tannins, which is the oil in the cedar, from leaking out. On top of that, you can use an exterior stain. Now, what you'll end up with is a house with siding that looks a lot like the original cedar, yet it's got a colorant added to it so that it doesn't sort of look faded and nasty. Now, my house has cedar shingles, and this is exactly what I did. As I explained it, I use an oil-based primer, then I use the latex-based exterior stain, solid color, on top of it. And we went probably at least 15 years on the first time we did this, and then we did it a few years later, and it still looks absolutely terrific. You know what's interesting, Leslie? You know what wore before the cedar did?
What did?
The fiberglass shutters. Paint started coming right off of them. I was so annoyed. Cedar's fine. It's the modern fiberglass that didn't hold the paint.
That's so interesting. I did actually just see a house that had the cedar shingles that had the, what's that more permanent paint, like a wall coat product. And it's so interesting to see how well it adheres and how smooth. And I think you're going to get something like three times longer than a traditional paint. So it's always lovely when you see a cedar home well cared for.
Yep, absolutely.
Esther in South Dakota, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We just put a new furnace into our home, and instead of the pipe going into the chimney, the brick chimney goes way up through all the levels of the house. It goes out the side of the house, and right beside it is the water heater. And I was wondering if the furnace exhaust can be directed out the side of the house. A water heater as well?
Yeah, it depends on the efficiency. So when you put a more efficient HVAC system in, the temperature of the exhaust gases are such that it can be direct vented. That's called direct venting, where you turn the vent right through the side of the house and let it out that way. If you were to try to put that in the chimney, those gases wouldn't really make it out because the chimney would be so cold, there'd be a lot of condensation, and it could even reverse the draft. And now that you've taken the furnace out of the chimney, so the only thing that's left in the chimney is the water heater, you may potentially very well still have that problem now. And I would hope that the HVAC contractor that did the furnace install made sure that that was not the case, because if you get very cold chimneys, the amount of flame that's coming off a water heater is not enough to warm them up. So you can get a lot of condensation where that draft will reverse, and that could push the combustion gases back in the house. If you want to run the vent for the water heater outside, you're going to have to replace the water heater with one that's more efficient and what's called direct vent. It has sort of like a blower motor on top that pulls the gases out. So technically you can do that. It's just a different type of equipment.
All right. Thank you very much.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects done right with Angie. Well, it may be spring cleaning season, but very few people actually look forward to cleaning. In fact, there's now a list, a top 10 list, for the most hated spring cleaning jobs. We're going to share those results next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460 and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
So, your tax refund just arrived? Forget the new car stereo. Spend your money on finally fixing up that eyesore with a new paint job or collision repair at Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Whether it's peeling paint, dents, or rust, Mako offers free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Or stop by Mako at 3045 Crossroads Drive today.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com, featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Create a large tag and label it with the words Main Valve and hang it from the valve handle and make sure all household members can find it before a flood occurs. Another important location to know, the weakest link of your plumbing system, and it's probably the rubber connecting hoses on your washing machine. These hoses can dry out, burst, and allow thousands of gallons to rush into your home. To avoid this, be sure to turn off the water supply valves to the washer before leaving home for an extended period of time. That's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post them to moneypit.com/ask using the Money Pit app. That is, by the way, the fastest way to get an answer to your question is to download the Money Pit app and post your questions there. We get to them far more quickly than we can get to all those that are calling in to the show.
All right, now we've got Dan on the line who's dealing with some sort of weird
substance on the bricks in the house. What's going on?
I have a 3-year-old brick home, and the bricks are covered with a white powder. Someone told me that that's coming out of the mortar, not out of the bricks, but I don't know that for sure. What is that white powder?
So, Dan, I can tell you exactly what that is. It's efflorescence. It's basically mineral salt deposits, because when it rains and the brick gets wet, they soak up a lot of water, and then it evaporates, and it leaves that white, crusty sort of salt color behind. Leslie, I think some people actually like that. It's like having sort of a two-tone house, right?
Yeah, but isn't that something, I mean, it doesn't damage anything, but
no,
it isn't it something that you should be taking care of rather than leaving there because you like that sort of cloudy look?
There's absolutely no downside to having it. It's not going to damage the brick in any way, shape, or form. So, I mean, if you don't like it, I guess what you could do is you could wash the house down, and you're going to want to use a vinegar solution to melt that salt away, and then you could probably use a sealer. But the sealer's eventually going to fail, and it's going to, you know, sort of start to turn gray again. And I really don't like when you do use a sealer, the fact that you might have some sides that'll remain sealed longer, and you start to get sort of an inconsistent look to the brick as well, because some will start to show that pattern again, some won't. So I don't think it's much of a problem. I think it's just kind of an intended effect of having a brick house.
Well, despite the season being spring, spring cleaning is not something that a lot of us look forward to. In fact, some people dislike cleaning so much that there's now a list, a top 10 list for the most hated cleaning jobs.
Yeah, according to a new survey done by Lombardo Homes, the most hated cleaning chores in America, well, it's cleaning and sanitizing the bathroom, of course. No surprise there. But next up in the unpopularity contest is washing the dishes, doing laundry, cleaning out the fridge, and with yard work coming in fifth, which I guess is kind of a good thing, Leslie, because I think yard work can be somewhat therapeutic, especially in the warmer weather.
I don't know. I mean, I really enjoy cleaning, but as the only lady in a house with four boys, the bathroom definitely is the place that I hate to clean the most, but it is also the place that needs the most cleaning. So I feel you guys who hate cleaning that bathroom. But what's interesting here is that people are spending more and more time at home these days. In fact, 55% of those surveyed said that they have to be more diligent with their cleaning since the pandemic occurred. And you can't just let all of that laundry pile up in the background of your Zoom call. I mean, what is everybody going to think? You know, I mean, you can only, you know, blur out your background so much before people are like, how much laundry is back there? What do you got going on?
That's one of the things that we didn't really think about when we went into staying home so much. I mean, sure, we were buying more food and we're all putting on weight, but the thing is we're giving a lot more wear and tear to the house and creating a lot more mess in the rooms in the house, including, of course, the bathroom. So I guess that makes sense. Now, if you don't want to do it yourself, you could try to get someone else to do it. According to the survey, 1 in 10 folks are bribing their roommate or their partner to get out of doing certain chores. Sounds like something that my kids would do.
I mean, that's something that my kids do currently. The big thing is, though, that only 49% do an annual spring cleaning. And I don't know about you, Tom, but I actually need to do that annual deep cleaning. And if I don't, you know, clean and reorganize and get rid of stuff, there would just be so much clutter building up. So I kind of look forward to this. You know, this is always I'm getting ready to do the I'm going to completely empty out the garage, toss a bunch of stuff, sweep all the things, and then put it back in nice and organized. And then, of course, fall will roll around. It'll be a mess all over again. But
definitely something to be said for doing it once and sort of starting fresh. It definitely makes you feel a lot better. So if that's how you feel, get to it. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful weekend and time to pick up the broom, the vacuum, the Windex, whatever you need to clean your house and get at it.
Jen in South Carolina is working on a kitchen makeover. How can we help you?
I have a kitchen. It's not a very large kitchen, but the walls have been painted numerous times and not the best paint jobs. So I've decided to possibly add some type of wood to kind of give it a rustic feel because I really like that. On the entire, you know, walls of the kitchen. And I was wondering, could you suggest to me something I could use? I've had people suggest beadboard, the wainscot type board. Could you suggest to me something to use on my walls to give it that rustic look?
Let's talk about your style of rustic, because there's so many different ways to interpret that. And beadboard's, you know, a great way to do a really classic, more country look, especially if you paint it like a white gloss. That just tends to be really clean. But if you're looking for more something, you know, something more natural or like an agey piece of wood, there's ways to do that too.
That's it. I want to go with a light, natural-looking wood. Not too light because my cabinets are the lighter color of wood.
Well, what you can do is you can actually get, and this would have a nice finish to it, you can look at flooring, wood plank flooring, and you can get one that has sort of a white, rustic, beachy wash to it, and you can even go with a vinyl flooring because that's going to be super easy to install, and you can install the planks directly to your wall, and you can do that with an adhesive, you can do that with a double-sided tape. There's so many different ways you can attach it to the wall depending on the weight of the product itself. And that, you know, if you put that on with the planks running vertically or horizontally, that can give a different kind of rustic look in comparison to the beadboard. Now, it seems to me like you want to go floor to ceiling with this. Is this correct?
That's right. I do. Now, I do have cabinets that do not go all the way up to the ceiling.
Well, I think that's okay, you know, because you're generally dealing with maybe a foot to 18 inches of space up there, and that's really not terrible. I mean, you can keep that as a painted surface and just, you know, decorate up there with some very clean baskets or something just to give you a little bit of extra storage plus to mask that space a little bit. But I think the beadboard is an excellent idea, and that's a very easy do-it-yourself project. Using a wood flooring product, whether it's vinyl or actual wood, there's a company, Tom, is it Timber Chic?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's right.
I think is the name, and they do actual pieces of reclaimed lumber, almost like a veneer, and that you can attach to the walls. But I've done it with that VCR, that vinyl tile that looks like a wood plank. I've done that for an HGTV show in a variety of different finishes horizontally on the wall, and that gives a great rustic look. So it depends on what your interpretation of rustic is.
Okay. Would you suggest to put it over the cabinets also, or you stated to possibly leave it just painted, or could I cover that also?
I mean, you can. If you feel confident, you know, if you're using a wood flooring planking product, you're probably going to get, you know, two or three pieces in there without having to do any cuts. If you're doing a beadboard, that's something you're going to have to cut down to that exact height and put up there. It depends on how much of it you see from the floor and what you feel comfortable with. I think if you're going to do it full out, but if you're not confident in your abilities or it's too high or you don't really see it, then I think there's other ways to mask it with some, like, decorative accessories.
Okay, I understand. Okay, great. Well, thank you for your ideas.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, if you're ready to shop for new appliances, did you know that there are actually two price tags that you need to consider? It's the price you pay and the cost to operate that appliance. We're going to share tips on the easy way to determine what that second cost will add up to be when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today, or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. There's no mixing needed when setting posts. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. No one likes stepping onto a cold tile floor in the winter, especially with bare feet.
With SunTouch floor warming, that never has to happen again. You can easily install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and enjoy warm floors for just pennies a day.
Fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro. SunTouch has all the products and support you need.
Join millions of households across America and choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at SunTouch.com. 1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Deiss Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, whether you are doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. Get help with your home projects when you follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
Hey, if you guys want to spruce up your kitchen, we're giving away a brand new product from Deich Coating. It's called the LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit. And it allows you to transform your countertop into a sparkling granite surface in just a weekend. They sent us some samples of this product, and we were pretty much blown away with how much it looks like real granite. It's absolutely beautiful, but you can spread it easily over an old countertop. So let's say you got an old laminate countertop and you just can't stand the way it looks anymore. It's all worn and weird. You can actually spread the LuxRock over that and you are transforming it into a granite surface. I mean, not just like a fake granite painted thing. No, it really looks like a solid granite top. It's normally $299, but this kit is on sale now through April 30th for just $239 at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. But guess what? We've got one to give away to one fortunate listener. All you got to do is reach out to us with your home improvement questions by going to moneypit.com/ask. Grab the Money Pit app and post your questions right there. We will be giving one of these kits away today to one of our listeners that reaches out just like that.
So if you're ready to shop for new appliances this spring, did you know that there are actually two price tags you need to consider? Now, the first price tag, that covers the purchasing price. The second one is the cost of operating the appliance during its lifetime. The more efficient the appliance, the quicker the appliance will pay for itself. To keep that payback period as short as possible, it's important to pay attention to two labels.
Yeah, that's right. So the first one is the Energy Star label. Now, you're going to find it on appliances as well as electronics and windows and water heaters and other energy-consuming products. The label's important because it tells you if it meets or exceeds the standards for energy efficiency. Now, the second label is called the Energy Guide label. You've seen this. It's bright. It's yellow. It's yellow and black. It actually kind of looks like a warning label, but it actually has really important information. So it's going to help you figure out whether an appliance is energy efficient by actually showing you how much it costs to run that appliance over the year. So with this kind of detail, you can compare appliances and choose the one that really is the most efficient. So you're choosing the price and you're choosing the efficiency, and that's going to add up to a lot of savings.
Joel in Arkansas is on the line and has a question about beams. What can we help you with?
I have a house that has a sensor load-bearing beam, and I'm kind of wanting to remove it. And my brother-in-law, who is my roommate, said that there's a way to put it up into the attic, and I'm just kind of curious if that is like possible or.
So you have a beam that runs down the middle of the house and you'd like to eliminate this so that it doesn't become sort of an obstruction. Is that correct?
Right.
So you have like a continuous flat ceiling?
Yes. We're going to drop the ceiling down about 7 inches. The beam is actually 9.5 inches down. It's a 2x4 by sixes and then 2x4s on either side.
kind of an eyesore.
Why are you dropping the ceiling?
Because we're going to put in can lighting.
All right, so you're only going to have like an extra couple of inches to deal with this beam. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
Moving in a little or moving in a lot makes absolutely no difference. I will tell you that moving a main beam like that is one of the most difficult projects you can do. It's definitely not a do-it-yourself project. It's one where you absolutely have to have pros involved, and if you do it wrong, you could collapse your entire roof. The way it's done is the structure above it is supported by temporary walls while that beam is disassembled, and then it gets sort of notched into the ceiling joist structure above and then moved up flush with those beams. So once it's done, once it's flush in there, then you would have a continuous flat ceiling. I don't see why you couldn't put the ceiling lights above that if you want to go that whole way. But this is a big project, Joel. This is not a small project to move that beam. All right, good luck, though. Thanks very much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Hey, thank you so much for accepting my call, man.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, coming to you from the Angie Studio. When it comes to home projects, we know you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with top pros who get the job done right. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, have you ever run out of hot water? Well, that's what's been happening to Dinah. We're going to talk through the solutions next.
You live in a money pit.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Fly nonstop from Reading to Las Vegas for as low as $39 one way with Avelo Airlines. Feeling like that weekend getaway? You can be in Vegas by lunch and enjoy all that Las Vegas has to offer. Great food, entertainment, and fun. Don't forget about those Raiders games this fall. With small lines and easy parking, flying from Reading with Avelo just got a whole lot better with flights to Vegas. Say hello to Avelo and book direct now at AveloAir.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Lucky Miller's Deli and Market has moved to their new location at 2495 Athens Avenue, just north of Crown Motors in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, featuring mouth-watering sandwiches, French dip, Philly, tri-tip, New York steak, tri-nami, a combination of tri-tip and pastrami. Bite into a mouthful of flavor with a peanut butter and jalapeno jelly burger or the jalapeno bacon ranch burger. Lucky Miller's Deli and Market has moved to 2495 Athens Avenue, just north of Crown Motors in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Our food speaks for itself. Call 530-691-4333. That's 530-691-4333.
Green
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Switched to a combi boiler, which is amazing because it's a device that's the size of a kitchen cabinet, hangs on the wall in our basement, and now provides all the heat for the entire house, all the hot water radiators, plus all the water for our showers and dishwashing and all that kind of stuff, and never, ever runs out. And by the way, it's like 25% of the cost to run than the boiler was. It's amazing.
All right, Dinah, I hope this all works out for you and you can take the longest, hottest shower ever and like 5 baths in a row. Next up, we've got Lisa who writes in, I recently moved into a new build roughly 5 months ago and decided to go with wood effect vinyl flooring. I've had several issues with the floor constantly lifting when I vacuum, but more troubling is that there's a yellow tinge all over the floor that looks terrible. The flooring shop has been terrible to deal with. I don't know if this is fixable or if I'll have another upcoming fight on my hands to have this replaced or refunded.
This is a very unusual situation, so I'm going to presume that we're talking about sort of regular vinyl flooring here and not like extruded vinyl planks or luxury vinyl planks or anything of that nature. Because you're getting this yellowish tinge all over the floor, the one thing, Leslie, that I think would make sense is if there's a reaction with an adhesive, right? Because they would have put adhesive on the whole floor. It's not a floating floor when it's a vinyl sheet floor. And you could be having a reaction with that adhesive that's turning it yellow. You definitely need to go to the manufacturer of this product first to determine if it was correctly installed. And then you'll know where to assign blame. It may be the installers. It may be the flooring shop. I don't know. But you got to find out what's recommended by the manufacturer because they make the rules when it comes to installation.
All right, Lisa. Well, good luck with your new project, and I hope everything works out with the flooring and you end up with what you like and it sticks to the floor and stays for good.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on yet another beautiful spring weekend. We hope it's been pleasant where you are. Thanks so much for spending a bit of your day letting us cheer you on with your home improvement projects. If you've got questions about those projects any time of the day or the night, we wouldn't want you to be like kept awake because you don't know how to get the caulk stain off of the rug or how to basically stop the trim from falling down around the house or where to go to grab that roof leak and stop it for good. Whatever those kinds of things that are going on around your house and you've got questions, the point is you can reach us all the time by going to moneypit.com/ask, downloading the Money Pit app, and posting your questions right there. Until we talk again, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Money Pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A reminder from Russia to Ukrainians and their Western supporters that Russian forces have resumed their scattered attacks on Kyiv, saying the country remains under threat.
According to firefighters and AP journalists at the scene, an explosion believed to be caused by a missile has struck near an outdoor market in Kharkiv, killing and wounding people. Smoke, too, rose early in the morning from eastern Kyiv, as Mayor Vitaly Klitschko reported a strike with more injuries. Klitschko has advised residents who fled the city earlier in the war not to return for their safety. In addition, a regional governor says Russian forces have shelled an oil refinery in the east and a large fire reported. I'm Charles Diledesma.
North Korea touting a successful launch of a newly developed tactical guided weapon that Pyongyang says bolsters the effective operation of the country's tactical nuclear forces. South Korea's military said it detected two projectile launches from the north's eastern coastal town of Hamhung today. Firefighters are making headway battling a large wildfire in New Mexico as some residents get to return home while others, unfortunately, remain under evacuation orders.
Information Officer Mike DeFries says despite the McBride wildfire having burned more than 6,000 acres, firefighters have made great progress.
And have slowed, if not stopped, the progress of the fire in all locations.
DeFries says an elderly couple died and 200 buildings were destroyed. But now structural protection crews are on the ground making sure that doesn't happen.
So you're going to start seeing the percentage of containment going up. The fire is not progressing.
Elsewhere in the U.S., crews have been battling large wildfires in Texas, Oklahoma, and Colorado. I'm Julie Walker.
Check out more news and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
A Japanese battery technology company to build a $2 billion factory in Kentucky, and that would create some 2,000 jobs.
Governor Andy Beshear says the development reinforces the state's leadership in battery production. Beshear says the envisioned AESE plant in Bowling Green will produce battery cells and modules to power the next generation of electric vehicles. Beshear says the project cements the Bluegrass State's leading role in the automotive industry.
Bernie Bennett reports the project follows last year's announcement Ford and its battery partner will build twin plants outside the Glendale community in central Kentucky. U.S. Food and Drug Administration investigating Lucky Charms cereal after dozens of consumers complained of illness after eating it. The FDA said that it's received more than 100 complaints related to Lucky Charms so far this year. General Mills, the Minneapolis-based company that makes the cereal, and says it's taking those reports seriously. More at townhall.com. An online marketplace used to buy and sell hacked and stolen personal data of millions of people has been dismantled.
Authorities say the Raid Forum's website trafficked in hundreds of databases of sensitive data, including credit card and social security numbers and bank account information that have been hacked or stolen from victims. In addition to seizing three domains that hosted the website, officials have also arrested 21-year-old Diogo Santos Coelho of Portugal, who prosecutors say controlled and administered the platform. Keith Peters reporting.
The medicinal use of hallucinogenic mushrooms is making inroads in U.S. states as military veterans advocate for therapeutic value of the psychedelic drugs, including in conservative states like Utah, Texas, and Oklahoma. At least four states have approved studying their medicinal properties in the last 2 years. Several U.S. cities have also decriminalized so-called magic mushrooms. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Carl Bott. Join me April 23rd at the Wind River Event Center for the 28th annual Reading Chapter of Safari Club International Banquet. Dinner, games, auctions, raffles, and more. Win hunting trips, guns, artwork, hunting and outdoor gear during the banquet. Someone will win a safe and two guns. For more information and tickets, go to sciredding.org or call 530-474-5075.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888.
The Money Pit is presented by Deutsch Coatings, the Angie app, and RoofMax. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is The Money Pit, home improvement show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done this day, this weekend. What is on your to-do list? You got a project that you're planning? You need help solving a problem? You got a decor dilemma? Hey, give us a chance to help. That's what we do. We've been at this for over 20 years. This is episode 2197, and we exist for one reason and one reason only, and that is to help you with your home improvement projects. So whatever's on that to-do list, you can slide it over to ours by getting in contact and asking your questions. A couple of ways to do that. You can post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. Download the Money Pit app. That is the fastest way to get a response to your questions. Or you could post it to our social media accounts at moneypit.com/Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You get it. Or you could also reach out to us by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. So let's get to it. We've got a lot coming up on today's show. First up, as the weather gets nicer, are you guys thinking of family-friendly outdoor activities for you and the little ones? Well, we've got a suggestion, a kid-friendly garden. It's a great way to get the whole family involved in a fun project and teach a couple of life lessons in the process. So we're going to walk you through how to get that started.
And spring is a great time to evaluate your roof before that big storm happens. But if you find it needs to be replaced, there might be a much less expensive way to extend its life.
And our messy pets creating a decorating dilemma? Are you afraid that anything you buy is going to be ruined by your well-meaning pooch? Well, we've got some tips to help you get the best of both worlds just ahead.
And if you're interested in transforming your kitchen with a granite countertop, we're giving away a kit that can help you do that in just a weekend. It's new from Deich Coatings, and it's called the Lux Rock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit.
Going out to one listener, drawn at random. So make that you. Reach out to us with your home improvement questions, and you might just win yourself that great countertop kit. The number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Karen in Pennsylvania is dealing with some mold in the basement. Tell us what's going on.
My mom has a house that the basement is, we put it up for sale and nobody noticed this. And one person came in and tore wallpaper off the wall. And we noticed that it had mold from the floor to the ceiling and even in the inner walls. So I had a gentleman come and look at it. And he said it would take $30,000 plus. And he would come in, remove all the interior walls, all the wood, the paneling, everything off the wall, down to the bare. He would have a chemical put on, clean it, and then it would never come back. And then the second guy came in, and he said he would rip everything out. As he said, he would coat it, clean it, and guarantee it that if it did come back, he'd fix it for $10,000.
Yeah, I don't think you need either of these guys. You don't have enough information yet, and I don't think you're talking to the right people. I doubt either of them are professional road mold mitigators. It sounds to me like they're just trying to size you up for as much money as they can get from you. The first thing you want to do is test the mold, figure out what kind of mold it is. And that's done. There's a couple of easy ways to do that. But basically, you take a sample and you send it out to a lab, and they tell you what you got. And then you can kind of design a mitigation plan around that. You know, I need to get a sense as to how much mold is there. But if it's just a little bit of mold behind the wallpaper, you know, you may not need to pull all this out. You might be able to treat it right in place. But it doesn't sound right.
Where the bathroom is has an inner wall. And that is halfway down with mold.
Okay. How much mold are we talking about here, square footage-wise? Is it like a 4x4 foot by 4 foot space? Or
we're going to say all the outer walls, because we since went around and pulled off some wallpaper here and moved some paneling. And we also, the first guy that came in for $30,000 brought in a light. And to me, it looked like a black light. But he brought the light in that was a special light, and it can tell what type of mold it was and where the mold was.
That is completely wrong. Do not call that guy back. It is completely wrong. Okay? That guy was not giving you accurate information. If he comes in with his magic light that supposedly tells mold.
Yeah, they can't actually tell you what kind of mold unless they do a chemical test on a physical sample.
Well, it's a mold test. They send it out to a lab and they read it. So
right. That
guy's a snake oil salesman.
Right, but I mean, it's actually holding a piece of that mold and testing it with certain things, and that's done by a lab.
It sounds like you could use a basement renovation, but I wouldn't get too crazy over it. If it's done by the right kind of company, they can take that apart very carefully and dispose of all of that material. And maybe you don't even want to put the walls back. Maybe you just want to leave it unfinished.
Oh, good.
All right, heading to Ely, Nevada, where we've got Mark on the line. What's going on at your money pit?
I've got radiant heat in my house here.
Okay.
And down in the basement, the basement is completely finished and everything. The rock on the ceiling is falling.
Okay. Why is it falling? Was it water damaged or something, or was it never attached well? What's going on?
I don't think it's attached well. I can't find none of the seams are taped. And I can't find there's no nailing or anything.
Huh. That's odd. Well, so you got really, you know, two options here. I mean, if you can identify, certainly you should be able to identify the ceiling joists above that, and then you could just resecure everything. I wouldn't use nails. I would use drywall screws. Because they don't pull out, and then you would tape and spackle the joints. That's really the best way to do that. If you don't want to deal with that, if you don't like the idea that the ceiling is covered up because it blocks access to your mechanicals, your wiring, your plumbing, you could take it down and put in a drop ceiling. Now, the drop ceilings that come today are pretty amazing compared to what we used to see, you know, decades ago, where they were pretty much just one kind of ceiling tile and it was ugly as heck. The drop ceilings today are absolutely gorgeous. There's so many options in them, and it gives you that access above the ceiling. So that would be two ways to approach that, Mark.
Okay. The deal I was worried about was like running screws down the joists. where the sheets come together, I'm not sure if where the wires are. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, is this a ceiling that actually has heat in it? This ceiling that's loose and hanging down? Do you know that
yes.
for a fact?
There's radiant heat going through the ceiling.
So you're right. That is an issue, and I would be concerned about that. So I
right
think
now.
At that point, I wouldn't resecure it because there is a risk that you could pierce it, and that could be bad. I think you're probably going to end up having to take it down and probably replace the heating as well at the same time. I don't think it's a situation where you can preserve it.
Right, because I need to have some idea where the wires are going and where the nailing is actually at.
Is the heat in the basement necessary? Because another thing that you could do is if you could just disconnect that section of heat, you know, you could maybe use an electric radiant baseboard unit instead, especially if it's like, you know, a lot of basements, they don't have to be heated year-round, maybe just in the colder weather. And even though electric radiant is expensive because you're already paying that, you wouldn't maybe have those radiators on all the time in the basement.
Right. Actually, it's in a small room. The basement is sectioned in two rooms, and it's just a small room like an office would be, you know, and I actually don't have the heat on in there.
Well, then maybe that's the answer. Maybe you just disconnect the radiant heat that's in that ceiling and then take it down and start again.
Yeah, because there's thermostats in every room, controlling every room individually.
Yeah. How old is this house, Mark?
It was built in 94.
Wow. So they put radiant heat in 94.
Uh-huh.
A lot of the radiant heat that we see is much older than that. That's interesting. Well, good luck with that project.
Okay, thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today.
And just ahead, creating a kid-friendly garden. It's a great way to get the whole family involved in a fun project. We're going to tell you how to get started after this.
You live in a money pit.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-sitting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-sitting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-sitting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-472-4286. 800-472-4286. 800-472-4286. That's 800-472-4286.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need and Angie will handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And whether you're doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything you want it to be. You can do that when you follow The Money Pit podcast. You can do that at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, if you love a granite countertop, but maybe your kitchen doesn't currently have one or your bathroom is lacking one and you're just dreaming of it, but your wallet's not agreeing with your dreams, we've got a great brand new product that we're giving away from Deich Coatings that will give you a sparkling granite surface at a fraction of the cost of real granite. Now, it's called the Lux Rock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit, and one kit is going to cover 40 square feet of countertop, making it perfect for updating kitchens and baths. It's going to spread easily over that old countertop and give you a beautiful new look that performs just like real granite. There's 5 colors available, and the whole transformation only takes 2 days. Definitely a do-it-yourself project.
If you want to win it, you got to be in it. So ask us your home improvement question. We're going to draw one listener name out of the Money Pit hard hat and maybe send that beautiful Lux Rock solid surface granite countertop kit to you. You can reach us at moneypit.com/ask.
Christine in Washington is on the line with a leaky chimney. Tell us what's going on at your Money Pit.
I have a chimney that's for a wood or a pellet stove, and the former owners put duct taped cardboard in the opening, and it leaks when I have heavy rains and winds.
I bet it does.
Yeah. How do I close off the opening so it doesn't leak?
So, first of all, we're talking about a wood stove chimney that's been sealed up with cardboard and duct tape. Does anyone think there's something wrong with this picture? I mean, just maybe, right?
Yeah.
So, are we still using the wood stove, Christine?
No, it's empty, and I put a table and lamp under it.
So you're not using the wood stove at all? You don't want to use it? Why not just take it out?
There's no wood stove there. It's just an empty space. That's why I put a table.
Oh, okay, so the chimney is left over from the wood stove.
Yes.
Then take the chimney out.
Oh, really?
The chimney is a hole in your roof. If you're not using it for the wood stove, then you don't need it, right? There's nothing else that uses the same chimney as in a metal pipe?
Yeah, but the inside the house, it's part of the design of the living room. It looks like a space for a fireplace. So that's why it's all bricked in, and that's why I put a table and chair in it and made it sort of decorative.
Right, but if you're never going to use it, okay, I don't really care what it looks like inside your house. I care about the penetration where it goes through the roof because that's where the leak is. And your options are either to properly flash the chimney, whatever that takes, which is not going to include duct tape and cardboard, by the way, but to have it professionally flashed so that it seals the intersection between the roofing shingle and the chimney or vent pipe. But if you're not using it, just remove it, and you're taking that headache away. You can patch the roof, and you'll never have to worry about leaks in that area again.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Christine. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Glenn on the line who needs some help installing a dryer duct. Tell us about your project.
How do you properly put in a dryer duct?
Well, Glenn, the first thing you ask about length, the bottom line is you want this to be as short as possible. So you want to find the nearest way to duct that dryer exhaust outside the building. The longer you go, the longer it's going to run, the longer it's going to take your clothes to dry, and the more dust that you're going to build up in the duct. So shorter the better. Secondly, if you do use any flex duct, which I don't recommend, I recommend use solid metal ducting, but if you use any flex duct, make sure it's the metal type, not the plastic type. And if you have to use any elbows, any turns, like 90-degree turns, as few as possible, because every 90-degree turn is equivalent to another 10 foot of straight duct in terms of its resistance. So keep it short and get that exhaust out as quickly as possible. I tell you, we used to have to run our laundry room there was one bedroom between that and the outside wall, and we ran it down through the floor dress and out, and still it would build up a lot of lint and take a long time. So I reconfigured the dryer to actually go out the exterior wall to the left, and now my exhaust duct is 12 inches long. The clothes dry super fast, so shorter the better.
Oh, I can imagine. Well, with the weather finally getting nicer, are you thinking of family-friendly outdoor activities to keep kids involved and off their electronics?
Well, creating a kid-friendly garden is a great way to do just that and maybe teach a bit of self-sufficiency in the process.
So here's two ideas to help you get started. First, give them their own space. Don't just give them a corner or something, but make it really dedicated to their garden. They're not going to learn much if mom and dad are doing the work for them, but you also don't want to risk damage to your own garden. I'm thinking like a 3-foot by 3-foot plot, or maybe a raised bed is even a better idea. It's a good place for them to start. You can even use a string to grid the plot into 1-foot squares to help them sort of organize different types of plants based on, you know, how tall they get, how wide they get, whether they're going to need support or not, and place the tallest plants in the back and the shortest in the front. And they'll have a nice, beautiful, organized space that way.
Now, next, you want to give them their own tools. You know, it's never too early to get kids going with a tool collection sized perfectly for their little hands, whether it's shovels and buckets that do double duty in the sandbox or real gardening tools that are designed just for kids. Tools are going to make them feel like they're part of the process, just like mom and dad.
Yeah, and you know, we're seeing a lot more tools right now that are available. They're quality tools, and they're also available for a smaller, more comfortable, more ergonomic use. So if you have a small hand, whether it's for your child or yourself, you know, there's a lot of options out there. So think about setting up that garden for the kids. They're really going to enjoy it, especially when they get to eat some of those veggies. You think you couldn't get them to eat veggies? Well, let them grow their own, then maybe they'll try it.
All right, we've got Dewey looking to make some real estate income here. He's got a 3-unit property, and, well, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Isn't that what Meatloaf says? One of them's not quite ready. What's going on?
I bought a 3-unit building where I live in one of the units. It was built in about 1905. And the basement unit has a really bad odor coming from one of the rooms. Prior to moving in, the unit had some pretty bad backed up sewage that flooded some of the unit. The room in question has carpet squares and kind of confirmed the smell is coming from the drywall. The room is on the sharing the exterior side of the house. So my question is how to figure out if it's from the flood, if there's leaking from the foundation, and if we do replace the drywall, making sure that that was the cause of the smell. The other thing is the exterior, there's some type of black material that was used to seal the sidewalk to the building, and what's the best way to seal that to make sure there's not leaking rainwater coming in as well?
Well, it sounds like a great investment having a 3-unit building. We just got to get 1/3 of that unit into a rentable condition, Leslie. The fact of the matter is if you've had a flood that has sewage, you always need to really tear up any part of the drywall that was connected to that. And also, if there is wiring, like the flood went above the outlets, then the wiring has to be changed and the outlets have to be changed. So you're going to have to do a fair amount of demolition there.
But you would have to do that even if it was not sewage, if it was water, correct?
Any kind of water, that's right. Sewage just makes it even worse.
It just makes it more gross.
Yeah. I think that a remediation company could really help here because they're good at this. They know what to do with these types of leaks and floods, because they'll not only, you know, get rid of anything that's impacted, they can treat the wall cavities, with the appropriate types of cleaning products to kill anything that's left behind, because you could biogas from everything that's going to be in that wall.
It could just make you super sick.
It really can, and it's got to be a lot healthier. It's got to be completely healthy if you're going to rent that space out. So I think you got a bit of a mess on your hands here, but the other thing is about the carpet. Really bad idea to have carpet in a basement, right?
Well, I mean, everybody likes the feeling of a cozy floor, especially in a basement, but it's just a space that's prone to moisture. There could be leaks. There could be flooding, depending on weather conditions. And even if your basement's been bone dry, get a crazy storm, and it might not be that time. So it's better to do a floor that's, you know, water-resistant, something that's a solid surface that's meant to be used in a basement space below grade, and then get yourself an area rug when, should it get wet, you're able to clean it, toss it, whatever.
Absolutely. In terms of that sidewalk outside, you know, that's probably an asphalt sealant that was used between the sidewalk and the house. Just generally speaking, on the outside of your house, make sure the water is draining away from the foundation. And if that sidewalk slab happens to pitch in to the house, that's a bad thing. No matter what you seal it with, you're not going to stop water from getting into that wall. So that would be a case where you'd have to either tear out the concrete and replace it, or, depending on how it's built, sometimes you can lift that concrete one section at a time and actually repitch it.
You are tuned to The Money Pit, coming to you from the Angie Studios. Let Angie take your home projects from start to finish. Download the app today. Well, spring is a great time to evaluate your roof, but if you find it needs to be replaced, there might be a much less expensive way to extend its life. So stick around.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall-winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour,
starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, spring is a great time to evaluate your roof, but if you find it needs to be replaced, there might be a much less expensive way for you to extend its life.
That's right. Mike Fiesel is the founder of RoofMax, a brand new sponsor of the Money Pit, and joins us to talk about a new sustainable roofing technology that allows homeowners to double roof life at substantial savings over traditional roof replacement. Welcome, Mike.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
So you've been in this industry for a really long time, right? I mean, you ran one of the top 100 roofing companies for, was it like 25 years?
Yes, my brother and I started in the roof replacement business back in the mid-80s and then kind of shifted to the rejuvenation side, sustainable roofing, back in 2013 when we sold our roofing company, our replacement company.
So over that time, you've definitely seen sort of a degradation in the quality of roofing shingles. I know you and I chatted about it on the phone before the interview, but it really has changed a lot in that period of time.
Yeah. Today's shingles are about a third less asphalt or a third lighter than, let's say, the roof on your, you know, childhood home. Yeah, so a lot less asphalt, a lot less protection, and they wear out quicker.
Well, and I think over the time that you were in the roofing business with your brother, you saw how much waste replacing a roof generates, and I think it's so interesting that you've sort of chosen a path to rejuvenate and restore and help extend the life. So how exactly does RoofMax work?
Well, I mean, asphalt, just the roof over your head, an asphalt roof, just like the roads we drive on, they have oil, petrochemical oil, that allows it to remain waterproof and flexible. You know, your roof is contracting and expanding. And for the same reason you get a pothole ultimately in the road is why a roof starts to break off in high winds. It's because the asphalt loses the oil, it becomes brittle, and it breaks apart. So we have a natural plant-based treatment that soaks down into the asphalt and replaces the lost petrochemical oil with a bio oil, like a skin moisturizer for your roof, if you will. And it brings the flexibility and the waterproofing protection back to life.
Now, I saw the product demoed, and in the demo, you took some very old, brittle, cracking shingles, the kind that I saw many, many times in the many years I spent as a professional home inspector. And after a treatment of roof life, they flexed like a piece of rubber. It was really pretty amazing. Can you tell me a little bit about how long RoofMax lasts? I mean, how long will that kind of flexibility stay when you take a shingle that's deteriorated and cracked like that and then rejuvenate it?
We guarantee each treatment to last for 5 years and to remain flexible for 5 years. And we bring the roof's flexibility back to that of a brand new roof. We had testing done by Ohio State University, and one of the testing labs used by the manufacturers. And we took 17-year-old shingles and brought them back to the same flexibility required of a brand new roof. So it'll last for 5 years, but we can do up to 3 treatments. So we need to look at the roof after each treatment. You know, 5 years later, we come out, we assess the roof. Okay, can we get a second treatment? But on average, we can treat a roof twice.
Is there ever a roof that's too far gone for the RoofMax treatment?
Yeah, absolutely. About 10% of the roofs that we assess are not treatable. So we just suggest a replacement. There's just not much we can do. They're too far gone. And most of the time, it's not just the shingle itself. Many times it is, but much of the time it is poor flashing details around a skylight and a chimney, things of that nature. So we're not a sealant. We're not a coating that's going on the roof. So we're really not stopping it from leaking. We're keeping the shingles flexible and waterproof so that they can perform. But the flashings, you know, that's something different.
We're talking to Mike Fiesel. He's the president of RoofMax. And, Mike, when you guys code a house to do the job, do you do sort of a once-over or kind of like a tune-up on things like that? Because every house has some loose or broken shingles or a piece of loose flashing or something of that nature. And, I mean, while you're there, you're the experts. Do you offer the homeowner the opportunity to have those small repairs fixed before they become big ones?
Yeah, so part of the assessment process is coming out to look at the shingles themselves, but it's also to look at that entire roof, you know. The flashings are the most leak-prone areas of the roof, so we're going to look at the flashings, the roof as a whole, and then we share the pictures with the property owner, and then we can perform the tune-up prior to treatment if they would like us to.
Is it super expensive? I mean, how does it compare to the cost of a replacement roof? I imagine it's got to have some sort of substantial savings.
It is. It's about an 80% savings over a roof replacement. So, yeah, and roofing costs have gone up literally about 30%. Since the beginning of COVID back in March of 2020. So as everything, right, the cost has skyrocketed.
Well, it's a fantastic technology, and your treatment also comes with a five-year transferable warranty. So, Mike, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. We're happy to tell your story and look forward to hearing the results of all of our listeners when they get a chance to try out RoofMax. RoofMax.com is the website, RoofMax with two X's. .com, or you can call them at 855-ROOFMAX. That's 855-ROOF-M-A-X-X. Mike Fiesel, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Thanks for having me on.
Coming up, are messy pets creating a decorating dilemma? We're going to have some tips to help you get the best of both worlds in today's smart spending tip when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a Money Pit.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
A new year means new home projects, and Angie, formerly Angie's List, makes it easy to get the job done right, from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will actually handle the rest, from start to finish, or connect you to a top pro who can. So you can start crossing things off that 2022 to-do list in just a few taps. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
No one likes stepping onto a cold tile floor in the winter, especially with bare feet.
With SunTouch floor warming, that never has to happen again. You can easily install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and enjoy warm floors for just pennies a day.
Fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro. SunTouch has all the products and support you need.
Join millions of households across America and choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at SunTouch.com.
Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, you need some help with a reno, repair, or decor project? Well, post your question at moneypit.com/ask. That's moneypit.com/ask.
Well, The Money Pit is coming to you today from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want to get your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. So download the Angie app today.
Well, we're giving away a brand new product from Deich Coatings this hour. We've got a great granite transformation kit. I mean, if you have a countertop that's not granite, we're going to make you have one that looks just like it with this Deich Coating Luxe Rock Solid Surface Granite Countertop. It's definitely a do-it-yourself project. It goes smoothly over your existing countertop and completely transforms it and performs just like real granite. Now, normally that kit's $299, but it's on sale now through April 30th for just $239 at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. But we've got that one to give away today, so maybe it's going to be you.
So, if you'd like to have a chance at winning that LuxRock Granite Countertop Kit, you got to reach out to us with your questions. We'll draw one winner out of those that reach us for today's show. The number here is 888-MONEYPIT, but if you want a quick answer to your question, download the Money Pit app at moneypit.com/ask.
Next up, we've got Judy on the line who needs some help with a wood floor. What can we do for you?
We are purchasing a house which is under construction, and we chose hardwood floors. It is my understanding these will be glued down type, not floated. I would like to know especially what's the best way to care for them, especially in the kitchen. And I have heard of people using steam to clean them, and that's something that is new to me. Can you enlighten me?
The only type of glued-down floor that I'm aware of is a parquet floor. Now, if that's not the case, I would like to know what product exactly they're putting down. I will say that most likely most of these hardwood floors today are pre-finished. And if they're pre-finished, my quick answer is you follow the manufacturer's recommendations for maintenance. Whether you use steam or not, those steam mops, I have some concerns about them because they do get so hot that if they are held in one place for too long, they couldn't cause the wood to swell. But maybe if they're used carefully and without on the highest level of steam, they probably are okay for hardwood floor maintenance and cleaning.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Having a pet is a rewarding experience in so many ways, but the mess that happens is not one of them. We're going to have some tips to create a space that works for both people and pets. And Leslie, where do we start?
Well, you want to pick up pet-friendly furniture. You know, definitely things that are made from a fabric that's not going to get caught in the pet's nails or something that they're not going to easily ruin, and definitely something that is easily cleanable. So you want to make sure that that's the first thing you pick. Durable, good things that will last regardless of how your pet treats it. Next, you want to protect everything. So if you've got something at home already that's maybe a little questionable how that it's going to react with your animal, you can add a pet-proof cover. This way you don't have to worry about the hair or the mess or anything else that happens when your animals are sitting on your sofas. Now, if you are going to redecorate, definitely look for those fabrics that are going to be durable, that are going to be easier to clean. And you also want to find ones that are resistant to odors, stains, moisture. I mean, really, really ideal if you've got a cat or dog in your life, because they will find a way to bring everything and anything onto your furniture and then totally make a mess of it.
Now, you might also think about adding a pet washing station into your home. This way, you and your dog, when you head out on a rainy day, only one of you knows to wipe your feet before heading back inside. So if you've got a mud room, it's a perfect place to install one of these things so you try to keep that mud from getting through the rest of the house. Now, a dog washing station is basically a rectangular stall just for your pooch with a spray hose, and it makes those rainy, muddy walks a little more bearable on the way back into the house.
Gary in Virginia's on the line and is dealing with some odor coming from the sink. Tell us what's going on.
We do have a problem in the bathroom. I'm not sure where it's coming from. I don't know whether it could be trapped gases or whether it could be, I don't think it's anything in the water because it's just in the bathroom. But a lot of times when we take a shower, you know, get out and Now, if we get dried off and everything and leave the bathroom, we'll come back in. It's a terrible odor in there. It smells like, you know, kind of like a sewer, I guess, maybe.
Right.
But, I mean, we've had our septic pumped out, last year, and it, you know, it's not that, but, and it not only happens in the shower, it can happen in the, like, if, we use the tub, or sometimes if we're at the sink, you know, like we shave, if I shave or something like that, and finish up, it's like it comes up through the pipe, but it doesn't happen every time. It could happen twice a week. It could happen no time.
It sounds like something we call biogas. You get bacteria that will form in the drains and in the traps and in the fittings around there. And the bacteria itself has an awful odor to it.
Yeah.
So what I would do is I would take the trap apart for the bathroom sink because you can get to that. I would use a bottle brush and scrub the heck out of all of that. I would put it back together and fill the entire trap with oxygenated bleach and let it sit. I would do the same thing for the bathtub. I would take the drain cover off. I would use a bottle brush to get down there and scrub the insides of those pipes, and I would fill those with oxygenated bleach and let them sit because the bleach is going to kill those microbes, kill that bacteria, and that
okay.
should make a difference. If it is biogas, it smells terrible. And
but why wouldn't it do that at you know, every time?
Well, sometimes it's more active than others is all I could say. But, you know, it depends on a lot of things, including the air pressure in the room. You know, if the room happens to have a lower pressure because of other things going on in the house, you know, it may draw out or not. So that it's probably there all the time. It's just that you don't smell it because of the airflow.
Yeah, you know, what we've had, you know, a plumber look at it and, you know, he's just, he can't find the answer either. So,
yeah.
You know,
well, I think if you Google biogas, you'll see that there are a lot of folks that have the same issue, and this is how you solve it.
Right. All right. I appreciate your help.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us here at the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to get all your home projects done right.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, roof repair to repainting, and maintenance to remodel. Download the Angie app today to get started. And just ahead, leaks. They can be really annoying, especially when they start small and grow into a big mess. We're going to tell you how to spot them early when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us 2 ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Hey KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advance Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We are here to help you take on projects that you want to get done around your house. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, great. We just want to help you make sure you don't become a do-it-to-yourselfer by doing it wrong or maybe not hiring the pro that you should have. So reach out to us with your questions at moneypit.com/ask.
Jack wrote in and he says, my outside light post isn't working as a light fixture, but the plug part seems okay. I added some string lights, but then the breaker tripped. I went back and resnapped that breaker. Several days elapsed and then it snapped again. I also noticed the lights in the entire house flickered. I know I'm going to have to call an electrician. However, do you have any idea what's going on here?
Well, I do know that the breakers are not supposed to be turned on and off like it's a slot machine here, Jack. You know, I mean, seriously, you know, it's going off for a reason. A circuit breaker exists to prevent the wiring from overheating and catching a fire. It's matched to the size of the wire. So if it's a number 14 wire, it's going to have a 15-amp breaker. And if that breaker keeps going off, it means that either that wire is being used to carry too much current. That happens like if you've got, I don't know, a couple of air conditioners and you plug in the vacuum or you plug in the hair dryer and then it pops. Okay, so you've got to plug something when that happens. But it also goes off when you're getting a short, and that can be dangerous, especially because you're talking about some outside lighting here. So this is now passed way beyond the skill set of the average homeowner. You really need to call an electrician and figure this out. If it's an old light fixture like that, frankly, you might be better off just buying a new one. It's going to have a built-in ground fault as opposed to adding one to the circuit. It might be less expensive overall, but it definitely is unsafe what you're doing. You need to get to the bottom of it. But when you have these breakers that are going off and the lights that are flickering, those are really bad signs.
Definitely something you need to take care of because you just don't want to risk it. Electricity is so tricky, so you want to make sure you get this handled.
Well, even a tiny water leak can cause a lot of damage over time, so if you've got a spare half hour, you can easily check for leaks in and under all the sinks in your home. Leslie explains how in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, here's the best way to check for leaks in sinks. First of all, you want to turn each faucet on and run it full blast for a minute or two. Then with a bright flashlight, inspect the drain under the sink. If no leak is spotted, you want to close the stopper and let the sink fill up until it hits that overflow. Now, don't walk away during this part because some faucets can fill a sink faster than that overflow can drain it, and you're going to end up with a whole bunch of water on the floor. Now, after the water has been running through the overflow for another minute or two, check the drain under the sink again. If no leak is spotted, your sink is good to go, and then you can move on to the next sink and repeat. I mean, it's really a simple way just to check, make sure things are all in good shape, and, you know, you should do so every so often. We had the other day, I mean, I've had our two pedestal sinks in our bathroom for a long, long, long time and have not updated any of the plumbing in at least 10 years. And I was brushing my teeth at 3 a.m. getting ready for work, and I was like, why are my feet getting wet?
Oh,
the
man,
PVC
that's
pipe.
Not good.
Yeah, the trap. I don't know if it suddenly cracked, like I couldn't see because, first of all, I was still half asleep. And the way the pedestal is, like I couldn't really see what was going on, but I could feel where the water was coming from right in that U, that elbow sort of there in that trap. And it was a simple fix, but these things happen quickly, so you got to just kind of give yourself some checks once in a while.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, are you envious over your neighbor's green, lush lawn? Well, it doesn't happen by magic. We're going to give you some tips for fertilizing to make sure it can happen for your lawn as well on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. It's already a violent weekend in South Carolina. One person injured in a shooting at a popular tourist spot.
The Myrtle Beach Police Department said Saturday, quote, MBPD responded to a report of a person with a gunshot wound at the Hollywood Wax Museum just after 8 p.m. Eastern. The area is secure and the injured person is receiving treatment. Officers will remain on the scene while the investigation is ongoing. The identity and whereabouts of the shooter are currently unknown.
Bernie Bennett reporting. Meanwhile, 12 people injured, several critically, 3 people arrested following a shooting at a mall in the capital city of Columbia. Police say it was not a random attack. No fatalities reported, but 8 people had to be taken to hospital. The oldest shooting victim, 73, the youngest, 15. Ukrainian President Zelensky says Russia's siege of Mariupol could scuttle any attempts to negotiate an end to the war. He told Ukrainian media that destroying all the Ukrainian men in the southern port city can put an end to any format of negotiations. The battle for Mariupol has come at a horrific cost to trapped and starving civilians. Locals reported seeing Russian troops digging up bodies from residential courtyards and prohibiting new burials. Firefighters battling a wildfire in New Mexico, not getting any help from the weather. National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Geyer says high winds and dry temperatures, as well as a lack of any rain, are going to hamper efforts to put out a number of wildfires raging around the state.
Unfortunately, the weather pattern over the next several days, including today, looks to hinder any efforts for firefighters in the area, as we are expecting a critical fire weather pattern to continue over a vast majority of New Mexico.
Some 200 homes and businesses around Ruidoso destroyed. At least 2 people have been confirmed dead. News and analysis at Town Hall.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pain from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
NBA playoffs day one in the books. The Timberwolves surprised the Grizzlies 130-117.
Anthony Edwards scored 36 points, and Carl Anthony Towns had a double-double as the Timberwolves knocked off the Grizzlies. Towns had 29 points and 13 rebounds for the Wolves, who opened with a 9-2 run and led by as many as 13 in the opening half. Ja Morant led the Grizzlies with 32 points and 8 assists, while Dylan Brooks added 24 points. Game two was Tuesday.
Denny Ferry reporting. Jazz beat the Mavericks 99-93 in Dallas. Donovan Mitchell scoring 30 of his 32 points after the half. Luka Doncic, nursing that calf injury, sat on the bench. 76ers beat the Raptors 131-111. Tyrese Maxey booking 21 of his playoff career high 38 points in the third quarter. And the Warriors ran over the Nuggets in the late game 123-107. Jordan Poole 30 points in his playoff debut. Breaking news at townhall.com. A teen missing from his California home for nearly 3 years, found in Utah.
My baby is alive.
Suzanne Flint didn't give up when son Connor Jack Oswald, who has autism, went missing from home at age 17.
They just never stopped looking.
Summit County Sheriff Justin Martinez says officers found Oswald asleep in a convenience store, but felt there was more to his story.
There was a humanitarian effort that needed to be explored further.
That's when they dug up a missing persons report and got the family on the phone.
There wasn't a dry eye in the room.
Flint is thankful to everyone and hopes others can be as lucky.
There is no greater blessing than that.
I'm Julie Walker.
Various state legislators around the country calling it quits this year, in part because of the low pay, an issue especially in part-time legislatures like Connecticut. There's concern the low pay will discourage people of modest means from running for office. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Top Fox News headquarters in New York City.
Brian, everything you say is awesome. I love your show.
I'd like to compliment you on having the best show on radio. Thank you.
The most approachable radio host in America.
You're different than any of the other folks on the radio, so thank you for what you do.
Thank you for always calling balls and strikes. I really do appreciate that.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
All right, coming to you from 48th and 6th, right in New York City. The site of the latest terror attack, right, a subway bombing in Brooklyn. This is the Brian Kilmeade radio show, heard around the country, heard around the world, as we still try to find this guy, Frank James, who's at large. We have his picture. We got eyewitnesses. We have his, evidently he drops his keys and his credit card. Thankfully, he dropped his axe yesterday, almost 24 hours ago. He had a smoke bomb. He left some in there. He had fireworks. He also had a gun, a Glock. And for some reason, I'm so glad he did, it jammed. So regardless, 13 to 20 people were struck. Nobody fatally. Nobody's in critical condition. We hope they're all going to be 100%, but we got to find this guy, another deranged character. I could be from the homeless population. Before we get to Bill Browder, the CEO of Hermitage Capital, he is the number one enemy, perhaps, of this guy named Vladimir Putin. He's got a brand new book out called The Freezing Order, a true story of money laundering, murder, and surviving Vladimir Putin's wrath. In a second, so first let's go to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Your family budget, your ability to fill up your tank, none of it should hinge on whether a dictator declares war and commits genocide half a world away.
Yeah, no kidding. Finally, President Biden calls Russian barbarity and depravity genocide. And more importantly, the Washington Post reports U.S. is prepared to send better and more lethal weapons. That has since been walked back. Finally, people have to say at the highest levels of the American government, Ukraine must win for them and for us.
Number two.
What's happened here is that even though wages are now going up at about 6%, which is the highest they've gone up in decades, the 8.5% obviously is more than that. And so you have consumers losing ground on their purchasing power.
Well, that is Steve Ratner, Democrat, inflation, number one story in the economics in this country. But the President of the United States wants us to believe this is the Putin price increase. No one's buying it. There's other things that are factor into it. He is one of them, but not the primary driver that makes your dollar worth more. Less.
Number one.
Aboard a Manhattan-bound N train, 10 people were shot, 7 males, 3 females, and they were removed to area hospitals. An additional 13 people suffered injuries.
Yeah, that is some of the NYPD chief's remarks yesterday, as we try to get to the bottom of why this deranged shooter opened up firing at a crowded subway yesterday and was able to get away. How he did it, what he planned, and if it was anyone else involved, we need to get those answers to that story, and that is the number one story in New York and around the country. But for me, with Bill Browder here with the brand new book out, Bill, you're one of the first people to unwind who Vladimir Putin was, what he was up to, and how dangerous he was early on. Is this the Vladimir Putin that you knew and were trying to get through America's heads, how dangerous he is?
Yeah, I've known Vladimir Putin to be a murderer and to be a serial killer for many years. I went around the world trying to get the United States, the European Union, the UK, Canada to get tough on Vladimir Putin, to treat him as the killer, as the mafia boss that he is. And nobody wanted to listen. Nobody wanted to hear me. They thought there must be something wrong with you. You're out of your mind. This, you know, we deal with him. He's the head of state. He's a sovereign leader. We have to deal with him. And this is what's happened, is by mollycoddling him, by not responding to his previous atrocities, by not doing things, by not sanctioning him the way we should have, he got empowered. He realized that he could do whatever he wanted and he could get away with it. And that's why he is in Ukraine right now.
Well, tell everyone the Magnitsky Act and how that is, up until this invasion, the most serious thing to really hit Vladimir Putin's pocketbook.
So I had a lawyer in Russia. His name is Sergei Magnitsky. He uncovered a $230 million government corruption scheme. He exposed it. He testified against the officials involved. And in retaliation, he was arrested, tortured for 358 days, and murdered on November 16, 2009. Since then, I've put aside my activities as a businessman and have made it my life's mission to go after the people that killed him and make sure they face justice. And the Magnitsky Act, named after Sergei Magnitsky, is the law passed in Washington in 2012, which freezes the assets and bans the visas of human rights violators in Russia. It's since been expanded to 33 other countries. There's 34 countries with the Magnitsky Act. It is the basis for which, it's the template for which, we are now going after the Putin oligarchs.
So one of the blessings was, that you didn't think at the time, was that Barack Obama didn't sign into an executive order. He wasn't really too into this. But Congress was, and John McCain was.
Yeah, I was blocked at every step of the way. Obama had this thing called the Russian reset. He wanted to reset relations with Russia after the bad relations between Bush and Putin.
And they had invaded Georgia already.
They had invaded Georgia already. And Obama tried to stop me. And it's interesting because in America, there's two sources of power. There's Congress and there's the executive branch. And in Congress, we had a total bipartisan, Democrats and Republicans supporting the Magnitsky Act. And we overcame the Obama reset and we got the Magnitsky Act in place as a law. And because it was a law, it couldn't be repealed, rescinded by the stroke of a pen. And it's been in place in spite of all sorts of efforts by Vladimir Putin to get rid of it. And he made it his single largest foreign policy priority to get rid of it. And it's survived all sorts of craziness and Russian interference to try to get rid of
Bill,
it.
Bill, give me an example of how it's exercised, how it's used, for example.
Well, the main way I've seen it used, it's been used in many, many ways. It's not just against Russians now. It's against all sorts of people. But it's been used against the killers of Sergei Magnitsky. They're all on that list. But not just them.
They freeze their assets, don't let them travel.
Right, so their assets get frozen. And when the U.S. Treasury says your assets are frozen, It doesn't even matter if you have assets in the United States. No bank in the world wants to do business with a person who's on the U.S. Treasury sanctions list, because those banks will be in trouble with the U.S. government. So you could have a bank in Dubai or in Switzerland, and all of a sudden the accounts are frozen of that person. And it's extremely devastating for anybody who's put on the sanctions list.
And you think that Putin's felt this?
There's no question he's felt it. This has now been applied not just to Magnitsky's killers, but to all sorts of oligarchs. There's about 20 oligarchs who are on this list. One of them, Roman Abramovich, one of the richest oligarchs, just today he had $7 billion frozen in the Channel Island of Jersey off of the off of Britain's coast. He had $7 billion, maybe even a little bit more, frozen in the Cayman Islands.
Forced to sell Chelsea?
He was forced to sell Chelsea. There was even a story in The Sun, one of the newspapers in London, that he was begging friends for money.
So, $1 million a day.
Yeah. You know, he's got a high burn rate for running his lifestyle. And so, you know, the way I look at it is that we've done a lot of good things so far, more than I could have ever imagined in terms of sanctioning these people. But the one thing that we haven't done, and this is the really upsetting part of the whole story, is that the war is costing Putin $1 billion a day to run, and he's getting $1 billion a day from the Germans and the French and the Italians buying his oil and gas. And so it's kind of a wash at the moment. He could, you know, if he can carry on with his war for a long time if our allies don't stop buying his oil and gas.
Here's Vladimir Putin talking about Bill. And by the way, Bill Browder's got a brand new book out. Go grab it. Freezing Order, a true story of money laundering, murder, and surviving Vladimir Putin's wrath. Here's Vladimir Putin talking about you.
We can actually permit official representatives of the United States, including the members of this very commission headed by Mr. Mueller, we can let them into the country and they will be present to this questioning. But in this case, there is another condition. This kind of effort should be a mutual one. Then we would expect that the Americans would reciprocate and they would question officials, including the officers of law enforcement and intelligence services of the United States, whom we believe who have something to do with illegal actions on the territory of Russia. And we have to request the presence of our law enforcement. For instance, we can bring up Mr. Browder in this particular case. Business associates of Mr. Browder have earned over $1.5 billion in Russia. They never paid any taxes, neither in Russia nor in the United States. And yet the money escaped the country.
So he says you didn't pay any taxes. He would like you back.
That was a
meeting. It was the post game of the Trump Putin press.
This was the Helsinki summit. Helsinki summit 2018. President Putin, President Trump had a secret meeting. Afterwards, a journalist asked about these 12 military intelligence officers, and Putin said, "I want Bill Browder and his U.S. intelligence officers." And so on one hand, it's terrifying. On the other hand, I say to myself, I've really achieved something because, I mean, if I've gotten under Vladimir Putin's skin, then the Magnitsky Act really, really upsets him.
There's no question. Here's what Joe Biden said yesterday. Cut 25.
Your family budget, your ability to fill up your tank, none of it should hinge on whether a dictator declares war and commits genocide in a half a world away.
So he brought up genocide for the first time.
And good for him to do that. He brought up genocide. He called him a war criminal previously. He said Putin's got to go. I mean, the thing that I always worry about is I watch these terrible images. I mean, just the most heartbreaking things I've ever seen on television. You know, children, women raped. I mean, it's just so awful. It's hard to describe how awful it is. And my worry is that somehow we end up going back to normal with Putin. And we can't do that if the leader of the free world has called him a war criminal and declared it as genocide. There's no way that that's possible. I thank God that we have now defined it. So, and now that it's defined, we have to finish this off.
I just, I think the president's slow to understand that. The weapons are coming way too slow. He has backed off sending up these attack helicopters, according to our reporters, even though the Washington Post talked about them considering it. We can't let, I mean, the Brits are saying, you know, the America's not going to give you harpoons. We will give you rockets to be able to take out ships in the Black Sea from shore. I don't know why we're going so slow. On some level, I think we fear him losing power. We should not fear it. Bill Browder is going to be back with us in another segment. Go out and order his book. I know you love the first one. This one's called Freezing Order. Don't move.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make $200 to $300 this year.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code CAR for 25 cents a gallon or more cash back on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code CAR to earn 25 cents a gallon or more on your first tank. That's code CAR.
She became overweight, stinky, several vertebrae fused together. Sophie was going to be euthanized.
DINOVITE.com.
I remember Sophie starting the DynaVite. She has loved it. She is no longer stinky. She is full of life.
DynaVite is nutrition.
Get them on DynaVite right away while they're healthy.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DynaVite from DINOVITE.com.
Where are those receipts?
Tax day is nearly here.
I held on to those.
And Chanel is stressing.
Why do I always wait to the last minute?
Her small business needs a bookkeeper to crunch some big numbers.
Oh, these spreadsheets make my head spin. None of this adds up.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A grandmother from Bowling Green, Ohio, embarking on a new career, makes today's Dean's List. Anna Cavera says she wants to spread positivity into the world along with lessons learned and insight she has at almost 80 years old. Her podcast is called Speeding Past 80, and people all over the country have told her how much they love her voice and message. Anne says not all seniors are in circumstances where we can't connect anymore. Some of us still have ideas. We want to connect with people and relate to the world. She thinks all of us have stories to tell and we have something we want to share. Anne describes her program as stories of hope, faith, love, and laughter. She says hundreds of columns she has written with her husband Jim for their church paper have inspired her to spread the word. Anne also says the key to life is finding a way to give. It's in giving that we receive what we most need. Anne, keep spreading the good word. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
One of the forgotten players in the Watergate scandal that brought down the Nixon administration was Democrat Speaker of the House Carl Albert of Oklahoma. Standing only 5'4", he was known as the Little Giant from Little Dixie. In 1992, Albert recalled meeting future presidents Nixon and Kennedy on his first day of Congress.
Nixon walked across from the Republican side of the aisle and shook hands with me and asked me if he had a college contest similar to the high school, and I won that one. And he asked me if I was the one who won that contest. I said, yes. He said, well, he tried out for it later on, but he didn't get that far. John Kennedy came over to me and introduced himself, and he said, are you the Oklahoma boy that was a Rhodes Scholar? I said, yes. He said, well, I met several Rhodes Scholars. So I met them both the first day.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Matt Smith, who co-stars in Morbius.
Do you find that fans want to quiz you on how much you know in, about the realm of all of this?
Well, I think fans always want to quiz you because it's the type of movie, a bit like kind of Doctor Who, where there's a real fandom that surrounds it. I'm more familiar with the films than I am the comics. I've always had a great interest in vampire movies, so a vampire superhero felt quite interesting to me.
What was one of the most exciting firsts for you, something that you got to do in this movie that you haven't done before?
Fly.
That's a good one.
I haven't flown anywhere in midair. I thought that was quite interesting.
Now, why do you think we haven't seen sort of a big screen version of this character? Why do you feel, though, it is such a fascinating one to explore?
You know, I don't know why we've not seen a sort of big screen version of it yet. He's a deeply conflicted scientist who turns out to sort of develop a superpower through having a real awful disability. And I think there's a wonderful journey and story in that.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
One of the spokespeople of the invaders said they are considering using chemical weapons against the defenders in Mariupol. We take it very seriously. I want to remind world leaders that a possible use of chemical weapons had been already discussed by the Russian military.
And they might have used it already in Mariupol. With me right now is Bill Browder. His brand new book, Freezing Order, is out now. It's the true story of money laundering, murder, and surviving Vladimir Putin's wrath. And Bill, a lot of people said to me, you know, are asking me, I'm just now clued into your passion in life. Who is Vladimir Putin? What's he up to? Can he be reasoned with? And has he changed? First off, before I get to that, on Zelensky, he's saying that I want everybody to know that my intelligence says they're going to use chemical weapons. They have already, don't you think?
Apparently in Mariupol, there's evidence of the use of chemical weapons.
Will he go further?
There's no question. But Vladimir Putin cannot be seen to be weak. And he's weak now. He's lost lots of troops. And the only thing that he's got going for him is his ability to kill civilians. And that's what he's going to do. And it's going to be heartbreaking. Whatever heartbreak we've seen in Bucha, in Mariupol, and Kharkiv is nothing compared to what he's going to do going forward. And we should prepare ourselves. And we in an ideal world, we should do more for the Ukrainians militarily so that they don't have to suffer these terrible human tragedies.
Because they're fighting for all of us. They're fighting for the next stop, the Georgia invasion, the Moldova invasion.
You talk about those invasions. What about the Estonia invasion, where Estonia is a member of NATO? I mean, you think Putin will be there? And, you know, Putin looks at what happened here, and he says, okay, you know, America let Afghanistan fall to the Taliban for the sake of 3,000 troops who weren't even in combat. Does America have any appetite to have a fight with us over Estonia? Probably not. That was his logic for starting this whole thing.
Miscalculation, clearly.
Clearly a miscalculation.
He's lost at least about 20,000. According to the Ukrainians, he's lost 20,000 people.
Which is twice as many troops that were lost in Afghanistan over a 9.5-year war.
Zelensky leaves, Ukrainians probably just collapse. He stays. That is the difference in your view?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of differences, but you can't have, I mean, so first of all, Zelensky is an amazing leader, and you never really know a leader until somebody is put under duress. And this man was put under duress, and he just rose to the occasion, and it's just remarkable and laudable and brave, and he's truly a brave and an amazing leader. And he has led the Ukrainians to fight back the Russians, and the Russians have been totally decimated.
And humiliated.
Humiliated beyond belief.
But the people have rallied around Putin in Russia. I should believe those polls that says his 83% approval rating?
Unfortunately, you should. I mean, it's hard to imagine, but the Russians are all thinking that Putin is a good guy, that the Ukrainians are subhuman, they should be killed. Putin is killing these subhuman people. And, I mean, I've seen these interviews that just shock me. I mean, this is like Nazi Germany now.
Tell me about your book.
So I've just come out with a book. I spent 3 years working on a book tracking how the Putin regime and Putin launders his money in the West. And then the book was finished and coming out in the 7-week period where the whole world is trying to figure out where Putin's laundering his money in the West. And we found it out. And we found that in the case of the Magnitsky murder, which is my lawyer, Sergei Magnitsky, who uncovered a $230 million corruption scheme. We discovered that Putin got some of the money. And we also discovered that this one scam was one of, like, thousands of scams. And Putin has stolen hundreds of billions of dollars.
Has the government gotten in touch with you?
I've been in touch with the government.
In a way that you think they're listening? The Treasury? No.
The best way to get a government to listen is not to have private meetings, but is to come on your show. Then the government listens. And if I'm saying something and I know that a million other people are hearing what I'm saying, then the government will listen.
Understood. So right now they're sanctioning a lot of oligarchs. You said they've only sanctioned 12. There's over 100.
That's correct. And I think the numbers now maybe up to 20. But there's 118 Russians on the Forbes rich list. And what you have to know is that when somebody is an oligarch, they can't be an oligarch unless Putin gives them permission to be an oligarch. And the deal is that he gets half the money, and the deal is that they do whatever he tells them to do. And so everyone says, well, are there any good oligarchs who are the good oligarchs? The answer is that unless an oligarch is ready to go on the record and say Vladimir Putin is a war criminal, they're all part of his criminal enterprise.
You optimistic? How do you think this ends?
Everybody asks me that. What's the end game? How does it end? And the answer is, I don't think it ends. I mean, I think that it's a very low probability outcome that the Ukrainians win, maybe 15%. I think it's a low probability outcome that the Russians win. I think the more likely outcome is that this thing just carries on and on and on in the most horrible way.
Finland and Sweden join NATO?
Finland and Sweden absolutely join NATO. And it's remarkable that they haven't joined NATO so far. I mean, why would you not be a member of NATO when it's like, you know, Russia goes into Ukraine. We say, you know, Ukrainians have to fight by themselves. Why would Finland and Sweden not want to be a member of NATO?
And what I love most about it, that's exactly what Vladimir Putin threatened and said did not want. Pick up freezing order. Thanks, Bill.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Sue.
So, your tax refund just arrived? Forget the new car stereo. Spend your money on finally fixing up that eyesore with a new paint job or collision repair at Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Whether it's peeling paint, dents, or rust, Mako offers free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Or stop by Mako at 3045 Crossroads Drive today.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Ah, this is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
It looks like spring. The time of year for dust, pollen, busy birds, and bugs. The time to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. With car wash packages starting at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons and get 3 free. Quick and Clean Car Wash is fast and convenient at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine. Democrats are far more likely than Republicans to blame Putin, while many more Republicans than Democrats say it's Biden's fault. Still, there's bipartisan support for some policies to reduce gas prices. Majorities of Democrats, Republicans, and independents favor boosting domestic oil production and increasing energy from renewable sources. You won't have any problem finding our surveys at foxnews.com/poll. I'm Dana Blanton. That's your poll parade.
Breaking news, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I always thought, I just thought, I'm going to do this. I'm going to move to New York. I don't have much money in my pocket, but I believe in myself. I believe that something is going to happen for me by doing this. But when I look back, I had to have a faith. I had to have a faith in a path that was going to protect me somehow.
Yes.
I believe now that feeling of wanting to do something big with my life is because God was saying, I'm going to take care of you.
And that woman that said yes in the background, brilliantly, because she's a professional broadcaster, is Kathy Lee Gifford.
Oh, you were going to say Griffin. Kathy Griffin.
I absolutely was
I'm
not.
I'm often confused with her.
Well, yeah, a little bit different. Although Kathy Lee Griffin was a friend of the network. In fact, she hosted our 10-year anniversary of Fox and Friends. I mean, talk about how things
crazy.
Have changed, right?
Yes.
And I saw her for the first time at the Washington Correspondents' Dinner maybe 2 years ago. And we had a normal conversation, and I said, well, how's everything going besides that? I want to kill – and then she went off on Donald Trump. She wants – he's trying to kill me and all this stuff. But she had a breakdown. But let's get back to you. You can't keep talking about other people.
How do you know I haven't had a breakdown or two?
Well, put it this way. It would have been on my notes. Because, Pete, you would have put it on the notes, right?
Because you have cracked.
Yeah,
you
would say a special
Pete,
note of it.
Pete likes to ballpark the breakdowns, too. He doesn't like specific. He would say one or two. Kathy Lee Gifford's going to do something really cool on my favorite app, Fox Nation. It's called The Jesus I Know. It plays off her book, and she was talking about it, but not in person. The Jesus I Know, Honest Conversations and Diverse Opinions About Who He Is.
Right.
Kathy Lee, welcome back.
Good to see you since I saw you on Fox and Friends this morning. I've been wanting to do your radio show. I have had a crush on you. You know this for a very long time.
Right.
Frank used to say, there's your boyfriend.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, put it this way. I told you my one interaction with Frank Gifford. I had a chance to meet him in person, and it was at the Thorpe Awards.
Yeah.
I was out in Los Angeles doing all sports radio out there. And sure enough, I'm at the Thorpe Awards, was short-lived.
And Joe DiMaggio was there.
Wow, this does a long
time
ago.
Yeah, and then Frank Gifford's there, right? So I'm going, okay, I got to get these guys. And worse comes worse, they just tell me to, no. Joe DiMaggio gives me a few minutes. And then I said, I went up to Frank, and he gives me an interview. And he says, I said afterwards, you know, Frank, is there a way I can get in touch with you? Because I do this show every weekend, and I'm doing this. He goes, yeah, here's my number. If you give it to anybody, I will break your legs, both of them. I go, okay, it's a little violent. I'm going by my words.
It's so not Frank. That's
right.
So funny.
Like, you know, he kind of smiled after, but yeah. He had a stern look about him.
That was his nice way of saying, I never would, but I don't want you to know it.
Right.
You
okay.
Know? Yeah.
But he had the movie star looks his whole life. Is that unbelievable?
Do you know, I was married for 30 years to a man so much prettier than I am, and that's not easy.
But Pretty But Yet could start an action movie. Like, you know, don't you think he was, like, cut out of stone,
too?
Did
you know that he was signed to Warner Brothers Pictures?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, in his career, he was a stuntman in Hollywood while he was off-season at USC. Because he would, you know, he's so athletic, and he would just, he said that he made more money just jumping under tanks and jumping over things as a stunt guy. And then one day, he was discovered that this man made, you know, Warren Beatty look awful, you know?
Yeah.
He was so drop dead gorgeous. And so he signed with Warner Brothers, and he did a movie called, I forget, it was about Turnpike. Turnpike in New Jersey, and Jack Warner sitting there in the screening room watching the dailies or whatever, and all these women are just going ape. They're going crazy. Oh, he's so
pretty. How old is he at this point?
Oh, he's got to be
he's out
late
of football.
20s. No, no,
oh, he's
no.
Still football.
He's during football. Excuse me. It's a little warm in here. It's because I'm with my guy.
Right.
Anyway, so Warner's sitting there watching the screen and everything. He says he's never going to be a movie star. And everybody goes, why? His eyes are too close together.
People say the weirdest stuff.
I mean, he was. No, I would say the reason he was not going to be a movie star is because he was the world's worst actor.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible.
I think it's so underappreciated. You see, you can do everything. You can sing, you can act,
isn't
you can
it
write, and you can host. I am. Right? I remember you. Did you? The first thing was a singer, right?
I was a singer first and then an actress.
Could you dance?
Yes.
Wow.
I don't consider myself a dancer. But
you had the coordination. And...
No. In our business, we say I'm an actress who can dance. You never say I'm a dancer if you're not a dancer, because it's such an important, it's so difficult. I would never call myself a dancer.
No. Yeah, because I think acting is so underappreciated because some people are natural doing it, but you have to be secure enough in your personality to act like something you're not.
Right. It's a lot of fun, actually.
Is it fun?
I haven't done a play in 20 years. And, since Rupert Holmes wrote one for me years ago. And, I did it down in Tennessee where I live. I just did a Love Letters, which has been done forever, with Patrick Cassidy of the Cassidy family. And I just had a ball. I had to go from a 7-year-old little girl to, a woman in her 60s, which is hard for me because I'm nowhere near, you know, my 60s. Look at
seven.
I'm nowhere near seven.
Yes, that's what I'm going to go with. Right.
Yes. Yeah. And it was great fun. I thought, you know, I don't use my acting chops. I made a film a couple of years ago that I wrote for Craig Ferguson and me
right.
to do. And we shot that in the Highlands of Scotland. He's one of my favorite human beings on the face of the earth. He's my favorite agnostic in the whole world.
And you got put together with him because of hosting, right?
I'd known him since the Drew Carey show years before. That's when we first met, and I just loved him. And then... Hoda was on maternity leave and he was there for 5 days with me. And I've done a very, very successful, thank you, Lord, television, daily talk television with Regis for 15 years and 11 years with Hoda. But I've never had more explosive 5 days in my life.
Right.
Well, there was that time. No, I'm just kidding. With Craig. And it's funny. We went to lunch afterwards. He was going to get on a plane.
Did he feel the same way, by the way? Did he tell you?
Yes, yeah. Because we went to lunch on Friday when it was all over. And we go to lunch, and he says, like, I'm going to bleep him out. Okay. He's going to, you know, Kathy, we were trying to harness. What do we do next? You know, Kathy, if we wait for our agents, to get us a job on television, we're going to die waiting. And I said, oh, you're right. He says, why don't we write a movie together? I said, fantastic idea. Okay, he got on a plane. I went to Connecticut. 2 o'clock in the morning, I wake up. Bing! I go, oh my gosh, I think I know what the movie is. I go downstairs. I light the fire. I got the puppies with me. I start writing. At noon that day, I call him up. And I go, hey, Craig. He goes, yeah, what? Yeah, it's just, you know that movie that we were going to, and he said, yeah. I said, I think I just wrote it. He goes, what? He's got the definitely landed my, you know, Scottish back down to into home and you've written it. What are you talking about? And I said, yeah, I've got written 6 scenes. I think I know what the character should be and what should happen in Scotland. He goes, well, send it to me. And that's why I sent it to him. Calls me the next day and he goes, Kathy, this is your baby. I stand ready to serve.
Wow.
So we shot it in in Scotland, and it was one of the great experiences of my whole life.
And
I
what
love
was the name of the movie?
Then Came You.
Okay.
So you can still watch it. Oh, you could. I think it's like Prime Video or Hulu or those things never die. And I co-wrote all the entire soundtrack with a brilliant writer in Nashville named Brett James. And seven songs, and it just was that's actually what got me to move to Nashville, the area, because I was coming back and forth working with Brett for a year, and every time I'd get on the plane to come home, I honestly, Brian, I was just like heartsick. I was just, why am I so happy here?
Right.
And it wasn't because I didn't love the people that I work with at the Today Show. I do, and I did. Hoda's still a very dear friend of mine, but it's the culture there. And I said, why am I so joyful here? Because New York. As good as this town has been to me, and I've lived here for 40 years, it's the culture here has changed completely since I moved
you
here.
You mean in a business or walking the streets?
Everything. There are wonderful people here in New York and New Jersey and on this whole area. They are. I'm talking about it's a culture, though, of chaos now to me. And I flew in. I was going to Nashville and down and south, and every time that's a culture of kindness there.
Right.
People are just sweet, and it's not put on. I'm sure there are a lot of jerks. I just have never met them. Just like, you know, there's super, super good, great people up here. I noticed it, that it's the quality of life eroding and that sort of thing. So I made the move. There's a line in my movie that says, she says to her dead husband, she says, you know, Fred, I love you, but I gotta make new memories or the old ones are gonna kill me. And I'm not ready to die.
Wow, that's sad, though. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
But it's the truth. I've been away. Frank's been gone now almost 7 years. So
wow.
It is the truth. And sometimes you got to take a very brave leap and go someplace else.
I'm sure you've talked to Elizabeth Hasselbeck since you've been down there, right?
I did. I've been together with her a couple of times. But I adore her.
She just had to get out of New York and Connecticut, and yes. She wanted to go.
And she did right for her family.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, that's like when I left the show with Regis, I left it to do right by my family. Regis was, you know, he understood. I just had to get my family off the rags, newspaper covers.
You know what's also good is you actually told him ahead of time, right? So you told him and you knew about it, so you know how to land the plane.
Well, Regis was one of my closest friends.
Yeah.
And we never had a harsh word in 15 years. And we became even closer friends after I left in 2000. And he died just a year and a half ago now.
And your spouses were tight, too, right?
Yep.
So when you guys went out, it was...
Oh, but you know, it's, you know, Regis. We'd try to make plans for a nice quiet dinner, the four of us or something, like at Valbella or one of those places in Greenwich. We'd walk in, we'd have a quiet little table set aside, and Regis walks in and he goes, hello, it's Regis. That's right. Look at me, everybody. Yeah, Regis is here. And look, she won't leave me alone. And he'd point to me. It's Kathy Lee. And I'm going, here we go. Every single table he would go to and say hello to everybody.
Yeah.
He was so beloved. There was nobody in the world like Regis.
Yeah, my first big interview, I was in college doing college radio, and they always say success leaves clues. So what do you want to do? I love Letterman, and I love Regis.
Right.
So I interviewed them both in college.
Men.
Yes, they liked each other.
Oh, they were close.
Right?
Yes.
And they're also, I think they're both very curious by nature, unbelievably talented. I think, obviously, Regis more diverse. He could sing. He could do everything,
Let's
thought.
Not go that far.
You don't think so? Well, I mean, kind of talked it through.
You know what Frank used to say about Regis' singing? Oh, he did a great show.
Yeah.
He would stand up, and he would do a little shtick and all that stuff. We did it together for years. Frank once said to me, you know, Regis is not a bad singer, But he can't finish a song because he could never hit the big note.
Oh, really?
He just can't finish the song.
Wow. But he, I always thought he was so so interesting, so engaged, everything. That first 20 minutes that you guys would do.
23 is, minutes ago.
Excuse me, on my fault. Yeah, no. I stand corrected.
We started out at like 6 and then went to commercial break. Very soon it became 23 minutes.
And how long would you talk before you?
Never said a word to each other. Before. Never even said good morning. We just kept it really fresh.
So he would come out and talk about what he did last night.
Yes.
Would you see his notes or anything?
We didn't have notes. He'd sometimes have what we call elements. Say he'd been to a Broadway show, he'd have the playbill. Always had the newspapers.
Right.
And it's interesting. We made a pact when we started. We were a local show for 3 years. And we had both been done national stuff. And but he was well known for his local show in Los Angeles. And so I joined him in New York. And I left Good Morning America, actually. I was in line to take Joan London's place. And I didn't want to. I wanted to have fun.
Right.
I wanted to work. I didn't want to read a teleprompter. I wanted to be with that guy.
You didn't
want to
get up at 2:30 in the morning.
It wasn't that. It wasn't that. I'd get up that early anyway.
Yeah.
It was that I didn't want to read. Back then, it was all telepromptered. And I just thought, I'm an actress. I'm an entertainer.
Right.
I'm a singer. I'm not going to be happy doing this. So I said, I'll go for a year. And I was getting a divorce in L.A. And I said, it'll be a good year for me to get away. So anyway, what did you ask me about Regis?
I was saying when you first went to Regis, you wanted to be with him because you didn't want to do the Good Morning America.
Yeah, there is a reason for it. Anyway, I'm 68, so forgive me.
Well,
something about Regis.
Newspapers.
Yes. Oh, thank you for you actually. You're a good host because you actually remember
right.
things. And you,
I'm not that good a host. They told me to rap. But
no,
go ahead. No.
We have to talk about my doodah, for goodness sake.
No, we have another segment.
Oh, wrap that thing.
Okay. All right, so we're going to talk about...
But I'm going to forget about what I was...
No, I'm going to... That's why I'm here. The Jesus I Know is on Fox Nation. We're going to come back with a few more minutes. We're going to play a cut from it to bump in and make sure everyone clicks on it. It is great special hosted by Kathy Lee. Back in a moment.
No!
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make $200 to $300 this year.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code CAR for 25 cents a gallon or more cash back on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code CAR to earn 25 cents a gallon or more on your first tank. That's code CAR.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it?
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is nutrition. The DinoVite will make your dog happy, vivacious, jump up and down, wag their tails. It will make you smile.
You get some DinoVite, how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Students at a Georgia school honoring one of their favorite people makes today's Dean's List. Lana Gushenko is the head custodian at Oak Hill Elementary School in Covington, Georgia. She's worked there for over 21 years and says it's like a second home. Students call her Miss Lana. Her family is from Ukraine. The teachers and students wanted to honor her and her family by decorating the halls with artwork. A few kids started coloring sunflowers to support Miss Lana, and by the end of the school day, the walls were filled with pictures from all the students from pre-K to fifth grade. Miss Lana says she was speechless when she first saw the special project, and then she started to cry. She's asking for the world to pray for the people of Ukraine during their time of hardship and suffering. Her school also launched a GoFundMe program to help Miss Lana's family and others seeking refuge from the war. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. April is National Autism Awareness Month. The Autism Society defines autism spectrum disorder as a complex, lifelong developmental condition that typically appears during early childhood and can impact a person's social skills, communication, relationships, and self-regulation. The experience is different for everyone and often referred to as a spectrum condition that affects people to varying degrees. Signs and characteristics include repetitive behaviors, movements, or phrases, lack of response to normal stimuli, and or atypical verbal communication or non-speaking, difficulty understanding or expressing feelings, and avoiding eye contact. Early diagnosis helps a person with resources and treatment. There is no known single cause of the disease. The Autism Society says you can be the connection to help them fulfill their mission by taking several actions, including advocacy, attending an Autism Society event, and donating, because every dollar helps. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
In radio, you're with Brian Kilmeade.
This is the brilliant password player and talented writing and broadcasting star, Frank Gifford.
The password is diaper.
10 points, give you the game.
Absorbent.
Diapers.
Yeah!
Frank Gifford on Password with Alan Ludden.
You know what? He was a champion a lot of the time. He just loved Betty. Yeah. He and Betty White were good pals. People think that you know, because he's gorgeous and he was a football player, he was stupid. You know, he was not stupid.
Oh, nobody
he was
thought
a
that.
Really, really bright man. And well, Cosell said so. Remember?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And who did Cosell call when he was on his deathbed? The Giffer.
He did.
Oh boy.
They made up at the end.
Well, he was never Frank's enemy. Frank doesn't have an enemy. But you know, he was just Howard was a troubled man, and he was jealous. He was jealous. I never played the game. Well, you know, then don't talk about it like you know it, like people that played the game. That's not a compliment.
I know. I know. He didn't think athletes belonged in the booth, let alone play-by-play.
Oh, my. And he was so, you know, and I, one, when he was dying, we were in the car driving, and Frank called him, and he said, Howard, I just want you to know that Kathy and I are praying for you. And he goes, well, I appreciate that. I can't do a good Howard. And he said, and Frank said, well, I didn't say which way we were praying.
Oh, that's awesome.
He just teased him. Frank was a beautiful man.
I agree. I could do a whole hour, but I want to make sure you get everyone knows about your special.
Okay.
So it was on Sunday, right?
It premiered last night, and I think it just streams now.
Now it streams.
Yeah.
So go to Fox Nation. And it's the Jesus I know. And you wanted, you've been doing it, that title means something. It means that I'm not telling you how to view Jesus.
No.
I want to know what you think Jesus is,
yes,
right?
Yes, I know the Jesus that I know.
Right.
What I'm interested in is this Jesus that you know. And even if you don't believe in him, what is your preconceptions? Or what are your, do you believe he was even a historical, truly historical person? Or do you think, whatever you think, I find fascinating. And I've always felt like I'm not a fan of religion. I'm a fan of relationship with the living God. I don't believe it's that entity, that being that is somebody that we're supposed to go and visit once a week. And, you know, maybe pray, you know, here and there. That's supposed to be the center of our life, is our relationship with the living God. And so, but that's me. And I study rabbinically, and I take it very, very seriously. But there are 25 stories in this book of people who are completely different from me. And actually, the reason I wrote the book, I had no intention of writing this book, but a very, very good literary agent here. And he could not be further from than me.
Right.
In terms of, you wouldn't think that a gay, Asian, Buddhist male would be any similar at all to me. You know, and that's the problem with our world today. We want everybody to be exactly the same. I love true diversity is finding people like that that you think, what would we have in common? And then you discover lots.
Right.
We have a lot in common. Is that your music giving
you
a cue?
I knew you were going to pick up on that. You always pick up
on
this as if you're the host.
Anyway, write a book about that. Those are my favorite stories you ever write.
How do we get the book?
It's here. It's been out since then. Yeah. You know what? I was on with you. You are busted. I was on with you in December
you
when it
plug.
Came out.
I wanted
no,
you to plug. Oh, come on.
No, that's
that is,
it.
That is not
Wait
true.
A minute, I need that.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make $200 to $300 this year.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code CAR for 25 cents a gallon or more cash back on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code CAR to earn 25 cents a gallon or more on your first tank. That's code CAR.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour, townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRostro. Russia has sent a formal letter to the U.S. warning shipments of sensitive weapons from the U.S. and NATO were exacerbating tensions in Ukraine and could lead to, in Moscow's words, unpredictable consequences.
The letter added that the U.S. had flouted the rules governing the transfer of weapons to conflict zones. According to the letter dated Tuesday, Russia accused NATO of impeding early peace negotiations with Ukraine, quote, in order to continue the bloodshed. The State Department declined to confirm any private diplomatic correspondence. However, a spokesperson added that it can confirm that, along with allies and partners, quote, we are providing Ukraine with billions of dollars worth of security assistance, which our Ukrainian partners are using to extraordinary effect to defend their country against Russia's unprovoked aggression and horrific acts of violence. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Authorities have lifted some evacuation orders for a southern New Mexico mountain community hit by wildfire. Firefighters were working to contain wind-driven blaze this weekend that killed two people, destroyed about 200 homes. Meanwhile, in the village of Rio Doso, about 60% of the estimated 4,500 people who were told to evacuate when the fire started Tuesday have been allowed to return home. U.S. regulators will soon begin cracking down on cigarettes that use synthetic nicotine.
A new law, in effect, has closed a loophole that allowed vaping companies to avoid oversight. Previously, the Food and Drug Administration could only regulate products that use nicotine derived from tobacco. The agency can now regulate products using man-made nicotine. The action specifically targets companies like Puff Bar, which is the most popular brand among teenagers. That company recently switched its formula to laboratory-made nicotine. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And you can always check out the latest news, read the best analysis, both at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
The governor of the Lviv region in western Ukraine says there have been airstrikes in the region.
Maxim Kozaitsky says on the Telegram messaging app that Russian Su-35 aircraft took off from the Baranovichi airfield in Belarus and carried out missile strikes in Lviv, adding Ukraine's air defense system subsequently shot down 4 cruise missiles, but didn't offer any details about possible casualties or damage. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un attended a massive civilian parade in the capital, Pyongyang, celebrating a milestone birth anniversary of his state-founding grandfather, in which thousands marched in a choreographed display of loyalty to the Kim family. Missing was a display of Kim's nuclear arsenal. Breaking news and analysis, both at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Stephen Miller, a top aide to President Trump, has been questioned for hours by the Congressional Committee investigating the January 6th riot.
Miller was a senior advisor for policy during the Trump administration and a central figure in many of the former president's decisions. He had resisted previous efforts by the committee, filing a lawsuit last month seeking to quash a subpoena for his phone records. A person familiar with the matter says he was interviewed virtually for about 8 hours. A second person also confirmed that Miller appeared before the committee. Keith Peters reporting.
Several businesses and residents have filed suit in state court in Pennsylvania seeking to overturn Philadelphia's renewed indoor mask mandate, scheduled to begin being enforced Monday amid a surge in COVID infections. Philadelphia earlier this week became the first major city in the U.S. to reinstate that mask mandate. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and the Tap House rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House Pizza, Pasta, Grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
News headquarters in New York City.
Brian, everything you say is awesome. I love your show.
I'd like to compliment you on having the best show on radio. Thank you.
The most approachable radio host in America.
You're different than any of the other folks on the radio, so thank you for what you do.
Thank you for always calling balls and strikes. I really do appreciate that.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for being here, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. A beautiful Thursday here in New York, 48th and 6th. And we are enjoying a lot of breaking news. And thankfully, the subway shooter is now under lock and key. He's going to be arraigned sometime today. After 29 hours of a manhunt, he finally picked up the phone, called Crime Stoppers, and wandered around a little, and we caught up with him after he left his McDonald's. I'm not kidding. that his background is something we'll discuss. I was going to talk about what's happening in the media and around. The big news today, Elon Musk shocked me a few hours ago, and maybe you, I think you, and said, basically, I'm taking over Twitter. I'm going to pay you more than it's worth because right now I'm not going to stay on the board if you don't let me buy it because the business model's not working, the company's not working, you have no faith in management, and you become a partisan organization. So he is going to hostily buy Twitter. Could we bring free speech back to social media? Will that follow? We'll talk to that. Talk to Bobby Barak about that. So let's go to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
My fellow New Yorkers, we got it. It said to New Yorkers, we want to protect the people of this city and apprehend those who believe they can bring terror to everyday New Yorkers.
That's Mayor Adams, the smirking subway shooter, phones himself in. We'll tell you about the arrest and how much worse it could have been.
Number two.
It was unclear for a while from their side whether they wanted additional helicopters. We have provided them helicopters in the past, and today they made clear they wanted them in, so we said, great, there are helicopters in the package.
Epic battle looms between Russia and Ukraine. As Ukraine gets a shipment of U.S. and U.K. weapons to take out ships, and they hit one of them, the Russians had a big war vessel blown up yesterday. The crew got out, but the ship is up in flames.
Number one.
If you look at every major issue in front of this country, everything is worse than it was when Joe Biden took over. They don't want people hearing the reality that on every issue, immigration, the economy, our national security, our standing in the world, we are substantially worse off today than we were in January of last year when Joe Biden took over.
Well, that's how Marco Rubio feels, and it's hard to argue according to the polls. Biden is tanking from his utter collapse of the border to the support of woke policies and education and energy and economy. Americans of almost all backgrounds and parties and ethnicities have seen enough of this administration. And it's pretty clear, I'm 100% right. If you look at the Quinnipiac poll, he's got 33% overall approval to 12% disapprove of Democrats, 56% of independents disapprove, 94% of Republicans. So on the approval section, you know, you expect Republicans to bail out, but only 3%, 76% of Democrats, that's low, and 26% of independents say he's doing a good job. Maybe it's his organization. Maybe it's not. Craig Shirley is an expert on chiefs of staff. He's also a presidential historian, best-selling author. He's got a brand new book out called April 1945, The Hinge of History. Craig, welcome back.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you very much. Happy Easter.
Same to you. The Hinge of History, but you know about presidents and their organization. They might be a great president or an average president. You're only as good as your staff. I get the sense when I see what happened with Afghanistan, when I see what happened with these stops and starts with arming the Ukrainians. Yesterday, the best example, they asked Congress for permission to sell these helicopters. Then they had some. Then all of a sudden, they pulled the request, and now they put it back in. Craig, how is this administration functioning?
Good question. You know, Brian, you hit such a key point about presidential staff. Presidential staff reflects the temperament and intelligence of the chief executive. Reagan was bright and interesting, so he had a bright and interesting staff. JFK was bright and interesting, so he had a bright and interesting staff. LBJ was a thuggish, bad guy, so he had a thuggish staff. FDR was a superb president, and he had a superb staff, Henry Stimson and so many other people. So, and it stands to reason, Joe Biden is not a particularly bright person as a man or as a president. So it stands to reason he has a not very bright staff.
Right, and we're at a time now, it's interesting, because you write a book about 1945, The Hinge of History. One thing's pretty consistent. America does not want to get involved in foreign wars.
No.
And,
no.
You know, Woodrow Wilson won World War I, stayed out of World War I and won election by saying, I will not get you involved in World War I, which was the Great War.
FDR said the same thing in the 1940 election, and then a year later we were in a world war.
And that's where we're at almost now. Because we have no choice, because America, and being America, I believe, has the burden of representing freedom around the world. There is no runner-up.
No, the only thing is that I would say is that with regard to Ukraine and Russia, we have not been directly attacked, so there's not much of a impetus for us to get into another world war. Whereas we were attacked at Pearl Harbor, we were attacked at Lusitania, although that was much more a thin piece of evidence for a Wilson than it was for Franklin Roosevelt. But we were attacked at Pearl Harbor, and we had to respond in kind. And of course, 5 days later, we were declared Nazi Germany and fascist Italy. Declare war on us, so we have to respond in kind. So that's how we really got into a fully involved world war. But that's the last time we're involved in such a case.
And we have a modern day Stalin and Hitler in Vladimir Putin. If you see
Absolutely.
The damage he's done in the Middle East and now in Ukraine, right?
Yes, and making war on civilians. Look, before he even got into World War II, and he wouldn't have gotten in had Hitler not foolishly invaded Russia, and they lost millions of lives. But Mussolini had already killed as many as 16 million innocent civilians even before he got into World War II. So, he was the murderous thug of civilians. Putin is a murderous thug of civilians. So he's following on in Uncle Joe's tradition.
So when we see this and we say history repeats itself, how many more people do you think have to perish in horrific ways before we are compelled to do anything, or are we not? Are we just going to let them see fight out? It was 6 months from now, if they're still fighting, if they're still burying babies alive and gunning down grandmas?
It's such a subjective answer. There could be one linchpin that sets off our getting involved. As it is, I think that we should be supporting them militarily as much as we can, humanitarian fashion as much as we can, doing everything we can for the freedom fighters in Ukraine, just as Reagan supported the freedom fighters in Nicaragua and Afghanistan and Eastern Europe, with the Velvet Revolution in Czechoslovakia and other freedom fighter movements, we should be supporting them as well. But if we get personally involved, or put boots on the ground, I think you're going to have something that is going to have to spark American outrage, that they're going to rise up and say, all right, now's the time. Now we've had enough. American public right now does not want to get involved in another European war, just as we didn't want to get involved even after Pearl Harbor. For those intervening 4 or 5 days, there was no will in this country to get involved in another European war. We already had a bad taste in our mouth because of World War One. In fact, there was a saying going on after World War One around the country that, all we got was death, debt, and George M. Cohen. And you have to be old like me to appreciate George M. Cohen, but
Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Yes, exactly. Yes, but that was the attitude of the American people, and you can't go to war without the will of the American people.
Right, and they gradually, and for the longest time, they wanted out. They eventually got in. So you write 1941, but this follow up in 1945 that really is the hinge of history and sets us up until now. Correct?
Where we are today is precisely because of April 1945, and I guess that is the big part of the book, is that we go off in an entirely different direction. Before 1941, we're all isolationists. Democrats, Republicans, the America First Movement, we're all isolationists. After 1945, we are all internationalists. We create the United Nations. We implement the Marshall Plan. We have international trade. We have international military relations. Is that there was one congressman, Republican congressman from Michigan, who was drunk on internationalism, and he proposed an international printing press to create textbooks for the school children of the world, so that the school children of Saudi Arabia would read the same thing as the school children of America, forgetting local politics, local custom, local tradition, things like that. But that's how crazy it got at one point with the internationalism.
A little crazy. Also, when you figure out how we're set up, we made sure that Japan and Germany this time would not have offensive military capabilities.
Absolutely.
And I think at this point,
I'll say one thing: is Japan recently launched an aircraft carrier, four times larger than the normal size aircraft carrier, and they named it the Kaga, which is interesting. It tells you the mind of a peek into the mind of the Japanese is that Kaga was the name of the lead aircraft carrier in their attack on Pearl Harbor, which the Japanese still consider their finest military moment was their attack on Pearl Harbor, even today.
That's nice. Germany for the first time says they're going to get more involved and they're going to start putting 3% of their GDP, I'll believe it when I see it, but 3% of their GDP into defense.
Yes.
We're at the point now in the world where we're urging Japan and Germany to be more aggressive. Can you believe
it? Isn't that interesting? Yes. Is that after World War II, you know, Japan promised to never create a military again. And, of course, Germany, you know, had to feed millions of starving. They didn't have money for a national defense. And besides, they were under four different zones, you know, the American zone, the Soviet zone, the French zone, and the British zone. And all of that, it was a stupid way to implement the occupation and the eventual rebuilding. What we did in Japan under Douglas MacArthur was much smarter, and for which he deserved the Nobel Peace Prize. He never got it, of course, but he rebuilt Japan into a peaceful, prosperous, democratic society, democratic free market society. Basically, there was no country after World War II. After we bombed them into non-existence, there was no country, and he rebuilt it. And what he did as the supreme commander of the Far East was far superior to what Eisenhower did as the supreme commander of Germany.
Why? Why do you think MacArthur was just better?
Yeah, because it was better. Because it was one man making decisions on everything. Whereas with what Eisenhower did, not that he wasn't a great man, because he was a great man, but trying to appease the French, trying to appease the Russians, trying to appease the British, you know, it just created a mess. And it really retarded Germany's comeback and Germany's growth.
If FDR doesn't die and Churchill doesn't lose the election, how are things different at Yalta?
Oh, wow, what a great question. You know, what's interesting is that there was a poll taken just before FDR passed away. And by the way, people don't realize or forget, he was only 63 years old when he passed away. And people grew up thinking they only had three presidents, George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and Franklin Roosevelt. I think Roosevelt would have implemented the exact same programs as Truman did, as far as internationalism, as far as military presence in Germany, as far as military outposts around the world. He would have continued. He probably would not, you know, Truman helped implement a tax cut, which helps stimulate the American economy to keep it from slipping back into a recession or even a depression after World War II. FDR was much more committed ideologue than was Truman. So I'm not sure he would have done so. But there was a poll done of the American people just a few weeks before he passed away. And something like 63% of the American people thought that he should run for president again. Now, he's already been president, you know, for 12 years, going on 13 years, you know, before he passed away. And the majority of the American people wanted to run again. It was unprecedented.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And then after that, they would put an amendment in the Constitution that says you can only have two terms. But so why did lastly, real quick, why did we miscarry? Why did we not understand Stalin calling him Uncle Joe? Did we not realize the depth of his depravity and bloodthirstiness?
Yes, we did know, but there were certain Soviet apologists in the United States. Life magazine and Look magazine were had huge influence on the American culture and people, and they were apologists. They you know, portrayed Russia as a workers' paradise, which was just nonsense. It was complete nonsense. They knew about the millions killed by Stalin. They covered it all up or didn't report it. Hollywood
produced two movies about that time, which were nothing but pans to Russia. One was called Mission to Moscow. The other was called Song of Russia. And they're the most disgusting form of propaganda you ever want to see. There was, in the United States, in the 1930s and 40s, if you called somebody a communist, it didn't have the same heavy weight that if you called somebody a communist today. Is that if you're a communist, say, oh, okay, you're for the workers, and you're really a blue-collar guy, and you're not so bad. You know, you're a little bit wrong on some of your politics, but I can take that. It was far different then than it is now. And, of course, calling him Uncle Joe was, again, a PR ploy that the media used, you know, the New York Times and others calling him Uncle Joe, trying to soften his image. So the Soviet Union got a far better press in the United States in the 30s and 40s than they did in the 70s and 80s.
Got it. Hey, Craig, congratulations on the book.
Thank you, Brian.
Yeah, go out and pick it up. It is called April 1945, The Hinge of History. Craig Curley, thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you very much.
You got it. 1-866-408-7669. You listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Kerry, can you make sure it is cleaned up?
Restaurant Week has Sanjay's tables jam-packed.
Can somebody please refill
the... He needs more servers to keep these new customers coming back.
Let's keep these tables turning as fast as possible, okay? Gonna need to hustle.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Bear, the rescue dog, had very flaky skin, dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections. I was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
Probably 6 weeks after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. It doesn't scratch and itch. It was awesome.
You get some DinoVite, how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.com.
Fred Bear's All-Star Panel.
As graphic and disturbing images of Russian atrocities in Bucha continue to emerge, that's north and west of the capital city of Kyiv, the Ukrainian army continues to push Russian troops out of northern Ukraine and continue to push counteroffensives across the country. Fox News foreign correspondent Trey Yinks.
While we were there, we saw destroyed buildings. It looked like a ghost town because most of the civilians who could get out of the area left. But these new pictures and pieces of evidence coming to light do illustrate a horror movie taking place in real life. On the ground in Ukraine, mass graves outside of a church, bodies lying in the streets, and a real sense that this might just be a taste of what has happened to Ukrainian civilians across the country.
Thanks for all the great reporting on the ground in Ukraine. Chief political correspondent at the Washington Examiner, Byron York.
We've seen just incredible atrocities with conventional weapons.
I'm Brett Baer. We'll see you next time.
I'm Ashley.
legislative organ with a Fox celebrity profile with Lee Eisenberg and Drew Crivello, the creators of the new Apple TV Plus series We Crashed, about the rise and fall of WeWork, part business story and part love story about the couple at the center of it.
The lines are completely blurred. Obviously, WeWork would never exist without Adam, but we believe that WeWork would never exist without Rebecca. When you look at kind of the early days of Adam Newman in our story, whatever kind of get-rich-quick scheme, you know, comes his way, he'll take. And it's not until he meets Rebecca that she kind of centers his idea.
They took some liberties with the story, but there were also many surprising true parts they just had to keep in.
Because there is no record of what happened when they're alone together in their home or having some of those intimate conversations, there's obviously some real artistic license that has to be taken. We had hoped that we had gotten a good enough sense of them as people, that there was a sort of artistic truth, you know, to these scenes.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1991.
The liberation of Kuwait has begun. In conjunction with the forces of our coalition partners, the United States has moved under the code name Operation Desert Storm.
Kuwait is liberated. Iraq's army is defeated. Our military objectives are met.
I don't know too much about him, but I knew that people were complaining about his apartment smelling. You know, everybody smelled a funny odor, but nobody knew what it was.
This is high-tech lynching. I cannot shake off these accusations because they play to the worst stereotypes we have about black men in this country.
Because of the HIV virus that I have attained, I will have to retire from the Lakers today.
News as it happens then.
News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk. Is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Let's go out to WABC where Alex is listening in Brooklyn. Hey, Alex.
Hey, good morning, Brian. Thanks for taking the call. So I got 2 points. And the first one is that Governor Kathy Hochul sounded yesterday exactly like Joe Biden did. This does all the time, but the same low tone. And she was also saying she's sick of the crime, like Joe Biden said he's sick of the unvaccinated. I don't have to hear her being sick about the crime. She got to do her job as governor and take care of it. But the other point I wanted to make is that this guy was wearing a mask, this shooter, which made it harder to identify him. And I think if the Democrats wouldn't have mandated the mask once it was clear that it wasn't working, and if they wouldn't have convinced people to wear it like crazy, this guy may very possibly have not worn the mask because he wouldn't want to draw attention to himself. It's not suspicious to wear a mask, but it certainly stands out. And he wouldn't want to draw attention that people should look at him and look at his facial expression and notice if he
had. Alex, that's a good point. I'm so done with the mask. You probably know that. It's up to you, Alex, in Brooklyn, to decide if you want to wear a mask or not. We also know it does almost no good. The other thing I like to add to it, they're going to have random inspections. If they looked in his bag and saw a hatchet and a smoke bomb, he would have gotten nailed right there. And plus, he's dressing up like a worker. But he would have gotten stopped. And that's the question. How much resources do we have to go to all these subway stations and let people feel as though they're going to get caught if they try to do this again?
Go big to feed your dinner bear with Black Bear Diner's brand new wow-sized 14-ounce USDA Choice Porterhouse Steak Dinner. Served with veggies and your choice of side, including our brand new house-made creamy cheddar cheese mac and cheese. This dinner will fill your plate and your belly. Get it now at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians, so you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drought. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
So, your tax refund just arrived? Forget the new car stereo. Spend your money on finally fixing up that eyesore with a new paint job or collision repair at Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Whether it's peeling paint, dents, or rust, Mako offers free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Or stop by Mako at 3045 Crossroads Drive today.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Firmed as a win. But all's well that ends well, because Mary was able to still get her winnings after bringing the ticket to lottery officials. She says when she saw she'd won, she couldn't stop shaking to save her life. Mary picked her numbers based on important birthdays in her life, and it sure did pay off, despite all of the coffee stains. Congratulations, Mary. You made today's Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
The literal interpretation of the American dream is that is it doesn't matter where you were born or how you were born or who you are, that in this country you can rise up and go beyond that. And it turns out to be a fallacy. There has always been a redistribution of power to the white elite.
No, there isn't. John Stewart is off his rocker. No question about it. Then he takes on Andrew Sullivan, and very intelligent, happens to be openly gay, conservative columnist, big critic of Trump. You'd think they'd have some common ground. What a disappointment. I thought when Jon Stewart came back and started talking on Stephen Colbert's show about the Wuhan lab, and obviously this virus came from the lab, and you see Stephen Colbert recoil because that's not what Joe Biden says and what Democrats think. I thought, man, this guy's going to come back like Bill Moore, but he's not. Bobby Barak knows that. He's a columnist with OutKick, commenting on all these things in TV, in media, and beyond. Bobby, welcome back.
Brian, thanks for having me. How you been?
Good, good. You point out that Jon Stewart has gone way woke.
Yeah, I find this fascinating because, like you mentioned, Jon Stewart pretty much went into hiding after 2015. After he left The Daily Show, he was almost unheard of. He just sort of went away, took a break from everything. And we started to hear about him again last summer when he appeared on Stephen Colbert, and he talked about how it's very likely that the coronavirus originated from the Wuhan lab. And Brian, I wrote about this at the time. Jon Stewart got absolutely crushed for that comment by the Slate, the CNNs, the NPRs of the world. And I said, I don't think Jon Stewart knows what he's getting into, because the America that he once entertained is no longer the same America. I mean, you can't think independently anymore. And I think what happened is Jon Stewart got scared when he saw that coverage. He's like, wait a minute, I can't do what I once said. I can't be like Bill Maher. I have to buy into the groupthink. I mean, the column I wrote about this is that I consider Bill Maher, Stephen Colbert, Jon Stewart some of the most talented people in television ever. But Bill Maher, he sort of looked back and said, hey, the way the Democrat Party's going, the progressive movement, this isn't normal. This is abnormal behavior. By contrast, Stephen Colbert and Jon Stewart were sort of going along to get along. They want that protection to fit in those groups. I mean, the stuff they're saying is absolutely insanity. I mean, the way Jon Stewart covered race, he pretty much said, if you're born white, you're by default racist. You need to prove you're not racist.
I know.
And he had a panel. I mean, just think of the illogic there to say that. I mean, Brian, 5 years ago, to be called racist, you had to say or do something racist. Now you have to prove you're not racist because we're just supposed to assume you are racist if you're white. I mean, that's a dangerous thinking that someone like Jon Stewart is promoting.
Absolutely. I want you to hear what Bill Maher said about the left, about Democrats.
There is a hunger for, I think, in America more than anything, is common sense.
Yes.
The away from the extremes. I mean, when people say to me, you know, don't you think you've gotten more conservative? No, I haven't. The left has gotten goofier. I'm always saying to the Democrats, just don't be the party of no common sense. And you will be surprised at how much amazing success you will have,
yeah,
as opposed to what's going to happen, which is they're going to get their ass kicked in November.
Right, and deservingly so. And that's why he has not changed. America has changed. Isn't that the example you're talking about?
Yeah, I will say I disagree with Maher to some degree because he says that he hasn't changed. Well, the thing is for 4 years he was so obsessed and blinded to covering Donald Trump that he sort of overlooked the insanity of the party that he supported for so long. I mean, that's what's going on. If you notice, the left started to turn on Bill Maher. He started to attract a lot of conservatives last year, about last January, when Joe Biden took office. That's because Bill Maher didn't start every show out with Donald Trump. Instead, he had to dig deeper, and then he started to look in the mirror and said, wait a minute, this party that I've been protecting for 4 years, they've gone off the rails. So I think that's what's going on here, is that he was so distracted by Donald Trump, and without Donald Trump, Bill Maher had to look around. He's like, wait a minute, this is not the same Democratic Party. This defund the police movement is not something that I would support. And I think that that's what's going on with Bill Maher.
And he also doesn't really want to open up the whole southern border. It's ridiculous. How could you be for that and be for America? This is what he said about the Wuhan lab.
All right. For months, you couldn't even mention it. And that is certainly something that was open to question. There was this lab in Wuhan that was studying coronaviruses, and somebody could have walked out with it on their shoe. Can't we even look into that? For Twitter to take that off, that, to me, was a huge red flag.
So that's our last point on that. And he said, of course, it's a logical thing. And to start shelving people, like, for example, the Durham report, got somebody here at Fox mentioned the Durham report shows that Hillary Clinton was complicit in her version of a Russian scandal. That got somebody here's account suspended on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's such an eye-opening story what social media has done. If you just go back the past 2 years, you are not allowed to mention the coincidence that a bat coronavirus originated like 400 yards from a lab that studies bat coronaviruses. If you say, you know, that Leah Thomas was born a man, they might kick you off. People that mentioned the park clear, you know, talked about the hypocrisy and the park clearing story 2 summers ago, people were suspended for that. Twitter isn't allowing people to speak openly or even give honest opinions. I mean, the highlight of all this is the Hunter Biden story. And now you have reports saying that 1 in 6 Biden voters would have change their vote had that New York Post story not been suppressed about Hunter Biden's laptop. I mean, Twitter and Facebook are complicit in possibly altering an election. So this social media censorship and biases, it's not just, you know, it's not a small thing. It's actually impacting real
world. Now think about this, think of how that plays into Elon Musk doing a power play to buy Twitter today. He wants to restore free speech to the platform. He says right now he has no confidence in its management. Therefore, he doesn't want to be an investor. He wants to take it over. That could change everything.
And I think Elon Musk is the only person that can change Twitter, change big tech overall. I mean, he's the only one, Brian. I think everybody recognizes that there needs to be an alternative, but it's very hard for these platforms to take off, like Parler, Getter, Truth Social. They're just not working so far. In order to compete, you need a lot of money behind you, and Elon Musk, as last I heard, the richest person in the world, he's the one person that can actually save Twitter and actually make it a free speech platform. What I find so interesting about all this is that if Elon Musk does this and he's offering Twitter way more than it's worth, now what's the response from the pro-censorship groups? Do they go and create their own alternative Twitter to compete with Elon Musk? It's a fascinating dynamic.
Yeah, I just know that. They'll know exactly. If you spin off and try to do your own Twitter, it'll be a left-wing Twitter. They're trying to fix what has a global brand right now. You know, I don't really watch a lot of the channels, but it's pretty clear that Rachel Maddow outside Fox is the most popular personality, not on Fox. What's going on with her? She signs a big contract and doesn't do her show?
Yeah, I don't know if people realize. So the way cable news works is Fox News dominates like the top 15. And within that top 15, usually in the top 4, Rachel Maddow ranks there. And everybody else is just totally irrelevant. Rachel Maddow, by that sense, is one of the most valuable people in cable news. Brian, last year in 2021, she averaged 1 million viewers more than her lead-in, Chris Haynes, and 1 million viewers more than Lawrence O'Donnell, who comes on directly after. That suggests that she's worth about an extra 1 million viewers to MSNBC in primetime. We saw that during her hiatus the past few months, MSNBC was down about 700,000 viewers from her average. So she is the only difference maker that they have. Without Rachel Maddow, MSNBC is basically CNN. And as of right now, the plan is for Maddow to only host her show on Mondays. And that's not good enough for MSNBC. They need Rachel Maddow 5 days a week. They're paying her $30 million, and she's going to leave 4 days a week. And from a lot of the tea leaves we're reading, she might plan to bolt weekdays altogether by the 2022 election. That's devastating for MSNBC because they don't have anyone that can replace her.
What about Keith Olbermann? Keith Olbermann keeps saying he keeps offering his skills.
I love that story. So about a month ago, he emailed the head of NBC Universal, and the email leaked, Brian. He sent the NBC boss an unsolicited 5,000-word email begging for a job, and MSNBC told him no. That's got to be the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen in media.
Bobby Brock with us from OutKick, and he talked about that, and, you know, he can't get back in. I remember Barack Obama invited him to the White House to explain, you know, when he was getting his 0.5 for MSNBC, to explain that what they were trying to accomplish. But he gets fired from every job and likes to sit on social media and just criticize people. It's nuts. Lastly, just to bring this up to the fray, you wrote this column about Walmart. to pay truckers over $110,000 a year, double their average. They would even train you. Why is that so significant?
Yeah, society preaches to middle school and high school students that you have to go to college, you have to go get a bachelor's degree, that if you do that, you're far superior than blue-collar workers. And that's just a lie, Brian. It's just not true. Walmart is going to pay truckers $110,000 a year to deliver packages and freight. The average college student with a four-year degree makes $55,000 a year. So you can make more than double driving trucks. And it's not just truck driving, it's welders, plumbers, carpenters, tile layers. What happened is that so many people then got these bachelor's degrees and teaching and private equity and banking, and there's just not much of a market for those jobs. In contrast, nobody has the skill to perform these blue-collar jobs anymore, and there's a major market demand. If you learn how to just say fix pipe, you can make six figures tomorrow and get a job anywhere you want, because all across the country, people are searching for those skilled blue-collar workers. Mike Rowe, who has a special on Fox Business, he talks about this all the time. These blue-collar jobs are in demand, and younger Americans just don't want to do those jobs anymore. But you can make a lot of money without any indoctrination from college, and most of all, no college debt. I mean, that's a pretty good trade-off, especially if you're not going into something like a STEM program where
yep.
you're setting yourself up for success. Like, if I was starting over, I would recommend a lot of people consider learning a trade instead of getting some useless liberal arts degree.
All right, bye, Brock. Thanks so much. It's going to be an exciting time. We'll see what happens. Also, last thing, CNN streaming service, an epic fail so far. The guys that are now running CNN are not the guys who financed it and supported it, who came up with it. Are they going to hold on to this?
My prediction is, yes. So, I mean, a quick recap, Discovery is taking over control of CNN. They're going to make the decision where CNN Plus was a Jeff Zucker project under the AT&T umbrella. Fewer than 10,000 people are watching CNN Plus so far. My prediction is that Discovery will fold CNN Plus into HBO Max and just make it one big bundle. That way they don't have to support CNN as a standalone service. Because think about it, nobody watches CNN for free as a part of their cable package. Who's going to pay extra $60 a year to watch exclusive content from Brian Stelter and Rex Chapman and Don Lemon? I mean, no one's going to do that. The whole idea was just bizarre in the first place.
You don't want Jake Tapper to read you a book in a jean shirt?
I mean, and not only that, I hear Don Lemon, he's trying to be Oprah. I mean, to me, that might be worth $100 a year, not just $60 a year.
Go get him, Bobby. Appreciate it. Pick up Outkick. Great work.
Hey, congrats on the new Saturday show. You're killing it.
All right. Thanks so much, man. Yeah, Saturday, 8 and 11. Thanks for the plug, Bobby. Back in a moment.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make $200 to $300 this year.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code CAR for 25 cents a gallon or more cash back on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code CAR to earn 25 cents a gallon or more on your first tank. That's code CAR.
When I adopted her, she was a mess. Scabs, itching, licking, missing fur, hot spots. So I get the Dynavite.
Dinovite.com.
And the Litgo chops within a 4-week total. Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog, and she loves it.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Dynavite for life.
DinoVite.com.
This April, we stand with Stand Up to Cancer in honor of Head and Neck Cancer Awareness Month. In 2021, an estimated 66,000 new head and neck cancer cases were diagnosed in the United States. But there is hope. Stand Up to Cancer is funding groundbreaking research in head and neck cancers with the hope of turning all those impacted into long-term survivors. See how Stand Up to Cancer is helping to improve patient outcomes at standuptocancer.org.
How quickly did you become scared out of your wits? I mean, were you frightened immediately or just kind of, this is curious?
I was not frightened immediately. First of all, my brother stood up and thought it was a joke and said, we didn't do it thinking that this was a prank that Edward might have pulled on us because this stuff didn't happen where we grew up.
Fox News Podcasts, Nightmare in Chowchilla, 26 children vanished. The shocking story behind the largest abduction in U.S. history. Nightmare in Chowchilla. Listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
Well, they say there are certain things that shouldn't be brought up at the kitchen table, but not here at the Duffys. So pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
And we're going to share some real-life solutions as well to the everyday issues that you all talk about. And we're going to talk about some of those things that we agree on.
And some that we don't.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts. Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts ad-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Trey Gowdy, the Fox News Rundown, Will Cain, Brian Kilmeade, and so much more. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com for all the details. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. New from the Fox News Podcasts Network, Dana Perino, co-host of The 5 and America's Newsroom on Fox News Channel, returns to the world of audio with a new limited-time podcast, Everything Will Be Okay with Dana Perino. Building off the success of her best-selling book of the same name, Dana provides an unequaled brand of advice built on real-life experience and interviews experts and individuals that make a difference in the lives of others. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. He's so busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
I feel I'm the same guy, but 5 years ago, we hadn't spent $6 trillion to stay home. I mean, I understand we had to do something with the pandemic. I'm not sure that was, I remember when $1 trillion was too much to spend on anything. We didn't spend $1 trillion to bail out the economy in 2008. 5 years ago, no one was talking about abolishing the police. There was no talk about, pregnant men, there was looting was still illegal. Have I changed? No, because if someone had said 20 years ago, I'm not sure looting is a bad thing, I would have opposed it then. So I haven't changed.
And that's what he said, not only to Joe Rogan, Bill Maher, he said it to Adam Carolla. And these guys disagreed. Nobody's changed. High taxes, taxing the rich more, state taxes high to get more, universal health care. Those are the old debates. And no one used to get that angry. He did Obamacare the way it was done, the way it was paid for, the way nothing added up. Those were the old debates. These debates now are fundamentally bad country, built on stolen land, built on racism, built on slavery, inserting ourselves where we don't belong, imperialistic, all things that are just bastardizations about what our goals, not built on slavery, settled in a land that was vastly, for the most part, was open land. There were constant battles with American Indians. How we got in there, that's something that we could talk about if we lived 400 years ago. But once established, America became the bastion of freedom and worked our way towards a more perfect union. We have chronicled through a civil war. We know about segregation. Doesn't mean we used to study this stuff. Now we vilify ourselves. We get involved in Vietnam. It wasn't to spread our influence. It was to stop the Russian Soviet Union totalitarianism from taking over the southeast of the world. And to fight and push back against Russian domination was something that was looked at in a positive way. Now everything is twisted on its head. Now America is bad, and it really started, I believe, in 2008 when Barack Obama, in his brilliant way of speaking and his great presence and his personal story, took all that fame and prestige and adulation and started apologizing to the world for America. And right away show vulnerability and weakness. And a lot of our allies got uneasy and a lot of our enemies bulked up. And we've been trying to get our equilibrium ever since. The Russians and unsavory activities from the Chinese have helped partisan divisions within our country. And now we have a situation where traditional liberals and traditional libertarians like Rogan and conservatives like Adam Carolla are sitting there going, what the hell happened here? Because I can't even debate what is a man and what is a woman because you're not a biologist. I can't even debate on the idiocy of making sure that gender identity was taught in first, second, and third grade. You know, I can't even debate that on the fact that parents should not have a role in their education. The answer's so easy, it's not worthy of your time. But now if you challenge those easy answers, you're a racist, you're a sexist, you're a homophobe. And what happened is there were so many people canceled through cancel culture that most people are now canceled, and we kind of like being with each other, including Bill Maher and Adam Carolla and Bill Maher and Joe Rogan. Yeah, we don't disagree on anything, but we do agree we love being American, best place to live, want to make it better, different ways to do it. Make sure you make an appointment right now and program your DVR for One Nation. That's at 8 and 11 o'clock Eastern time on Saturday night.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make $200 to $300 this year.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code CAR for 25 cents a gallon or more cash back on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code CAR to earn 25 cents a gallon or more on your first tank. That's code CAR.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.